The observers say the full proposal will not pass.
Those Occupy Wall Street protests are being cast in very different political lights. Democratic Congressman John Lewis says demonstrators just want to be heard.
They are saying, in effect, that we bailed out Wall Street, and now it's time for Wall Street and corporate America to help bail out the American people. People are hurting. They're in pain.
Republican presidential candidates Herman Cain and Newt Gingrich described the movement as class warfare. The protests are now in their fourth week. In Egypt, clashes between army forces and Christian protesters have left at least 23 people dead. Egypt's prime minister says the violence has set the country back to the recent revolution as it scrambles for security. Gas prices have dropped a quarter a gallon over the past month, according to the Lundberg survey, but they're still 65 cents higher than last year. The competition is putting new technology on hold after the death of former Apple CEO Steve Jobs. CNN's Christy Lou Stout explains.
Samsung is delaying the launch of its new Google Android smartphone as a gesture to honor the death of the Apple co-founder. A spokesman of the company said, "We decided it was not the right time to announce a new product while the world was expressing tribute to Steve Jobs' passing."
Apple and Samsung are suing each other in 10 countries over 20 cases involving patents. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Hey, gingerbread man, you seem pretty burned. Acapulco?
I wish. I got burned in the old oven again.
Ooh.
Faulty thermostat, uneven heat. Hand me the lotion.
Okay, except you know that's frosting.
I thought it tasted pretty good.
Time for a new stove? Come to the Sears Holiday Preheat event now and save up to 20% on all Kenmore, up to 10% off Whirlpool and KitchenAid, plus an extra 10% off all appliances with your Sears card. Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 20%. Whirlpool and KitchenAid from 5 to 10%. Offer valid 10-7-2011 to 10-11-2011.
Perlman!
Yes, Mr. Fernwell?
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of the little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That will free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet!
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
It is not quite a normal day for the markets. This being Columbus Day, there is no bond trading, no government economic reports because the agencies that release them are closed. On the other side of the world, no stock trading in Tokyo because today is Health and Sports Day in Japan. European markets are moving higher as word surfaces that the leaders of Germany and France are nearing a deal to refinance operations at several of Europe's biggest banks. U.S. stock futures moving higher, S&P futures gaining 13, NASDAQ futures up 24. A fire yesterday at the New York Stock Exchange's New Jersey data center will not impact trading today. That from the NYSE. Soon you'll be paying more than peanuts for your peanut butter. Wall Street Journal reports a bad peanut crop this year, mostly caused by drought, is crimping supplies. And yes, higher costs for the companies are being passed on. Cost of Jif to go up 30%. Cost of Peter Pan to go up 24%. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
There it is! Let's follow it and see where it goes!
A new kind of broadband company is here. We're CenturyLink, linking Americans coast to coast to what matters. Our consistently fast speeds save you from interruptions and slowdowns, and since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest personal service. We're committed to providing a better experience with 5-year price guarantees and more ways to customize your technology.
I think it's headed across the country.
CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com.
Oh, give me freedom.
Do you run a small business? How do you back up your computer files? If the answer is not Carbonite Business, you can do better. Unlike external drives or DVDs, Carbonite delivers online backup protection for all your computers. It's automatic, continual, and off-site. Finally, a better way to back up. Online for as little as $229 a year. Try it free today at Carbonite.com. Use offer code FINALLY and get 2 bonus months with purchase. Carbonite.com. Offer code FINALLY.
For a limited time, you can add the OnStar FMV mirror to your car for only $199. It's like having a portable nav, a roadside assistance plan, Bluetooth, and a stolen vehicle system. Plus,
automatic help in a crash, and it's compatible with most cars. Add OnStar FMV to your car at Best Buy for only $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and OnStar subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and more retailers. Hurry, offer ends October 31st, 2011.
Do you run a small business? How do you back up your computer files? If the answer is not Carbonite Business, you can do better. Unlike external drives or DVDs, Carbonite delivers online backup protection for all your computers. It's automatic, continual, and off-site. Finally, a better way to backup. Online for as little as $229 a year. Try it free today at Carbonite.com. Use offer code FINALLY and get 2 bonus months with purchase. Carbonite.com. Offer code FINALLY.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Progressive. Favoring or advocating progress, change, improvement, or reform, as opposed to wishing to maintain things as they are. Conservative. Disposed to preserve existing conditions or institutions, or to restore traditional ones, and to limit change. First Shift with Tony Tribbiano. A rational path to follow in order to forge ahead, allowing for deliberate advancement and a way forward that benefits the entirety of society while allowing a difference of opinion. Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Now, here's Tony Tribbiano.
Good morning, everybody, and a happy, happy Monday to you. At least I hope it's a happy Monday. A lot going on today. If you're a sports fan, it's an incredible day in Detroit. If you're a sports fan and a fan of politics, it's euphoria. Why wouldn't it be? And, of course, we've got a lot to get to this morning. Very much looking forward to our guest in the 7 o'clock hour. Carla Swift will be joining us. She is the newly minted president of the Michigan State AFL-CIO, and we are going to really look forward to talking to her. She, by the way, for those of you that are familiar with We Are the People, was the head of that, and still may be doing double duty as they look to replace her with We Are the People. Although she's not the kind of person that you easily replace, but certainly somebody that we're proud to have leading the AFL. And to have on the program in the 7 o'clock hour, Mark Brewer, of course, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, will be with us in the 8 o'clock hour, as he is every week. So we've got a lot to look forward to, including some information. This is a big week for auto workers. We'll get into that and a whole lot more. But before we do anything, let's do this.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
Optimism is our first word today. It absolutely has nothing to do with anything except I'm feeling optimistic about lots of things, including a day that is going to be wrapped in sunshine for me. Literally, the weather has been stupendous, has it not? That's enough reason to be optimistic. Number two, we have the Detroit Tigers playing at 4:20 this afternoon. We have the Lions playing at 8:40 this evening. We have another week of playoff baseball for the hometown team. No travel days this week because of the weather. Today would have been a travel day. It is not. It is a play day in Dallas. So the Tigers come home. We'll play Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday if necessary, and it will be. And it will be necessary because we're going to need that one to wrap it up. And then they'll be back to Dallas. In the meantime, we have Michigan State to look forward to on Saturday. And then, of course, the Detroit Lions back again on Sunday versus the San Francisco 49ers. Optimism. If you're a junkie of the political world, it's another big week in politics, both at the state level and the federal level. I have every reason to be optimistic, and that is today's first word. And why not? Why should we not be optimistic? So, anyway, let's get this dog and pony show going this morning, and as I do every morning at this time, I welcome producer extraordinaire back to the airwaves, back to the program, back to work on a Monday morning, Mr. Jeff Radford.
Wow, come on down.
Hey,
that's
you.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah, I'll tell you. You're going to get me a list of audio here, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so groovy, weird weekend in sports because Michigan didn't play until the evening, 7 o'clock. And then I'm going to tell you my little crazy story. And then, of course, they were playing at the same time the Tigers were trying to play, which was kind of odd. So during the day, there wasn't a whole lot going on. I decided it was, and as you know, Jeff, the weather was just absolutely beautiful.
Unbelievable.
I mean, just
both days.
Did you end up going out and doing whatever it was the family was going to do? You said some kind of festival or something?
No, yeah, they went and I did not. But I did take part in enjoying the beautiful weather, I'll tell you that much.
Good, good. It was a beautiful day. I ended up doing some lawn work, which I enjoy doing. And so I kind of filled my morning on Saturday with that, and then I ran a couple errands. By the way, because I want to share this, you got a card in the mail from one of our listeners that I'm going to post to Facebook after the show today. We had done, was it last week we talked about cards? The somebody had sent you, our friend Jeannie had sent you a handmade card, and if you read the back of the card, it was designed by a three-year-old. Did a nice job for 3 years old, by the way.
Yeah, very good.
You know, some nice stickers. But you had basically said you weren't a card guy, so.
Well, I said I'd rather do a handmade card
than
buy.
And you got a handmade card.
Oh, it's an unbelievable handmade card. You know, I said on the show, too, that I would normally just throw cards away. I am not going to throw this one away. Because to me, that means something, that you put enough time and thought and effort into that I will keep this card.
Yeah, and I'm going to, again, I took pictures of all of it, even the envelope, because even the envelope had a little message on it. And so I'll be posting those to the Facebook page later on in the day today. So that was kind of cool. And then I got in the mail something you will appreciate. Jeff Spohr, who is a listener out in Milford, a.k.a. Jeff in Milford, is an iron worker. And he worked on the remodel of the big house. Well, he took a piece of rebar that was going to be tossed, and he modified it to make it look like a hook. All right, so he took a little piece of rebar and he worked it as an iron worker would, and made it a hook that you can actually put on your wall. And he's gonna make a limited amount of those, but he wants to start the slogan "Get Hooked on Tony."
Nice.
So I didn't bring it in. I brought the letter in. I didn't bring the hook in, but I will tomorrow, so you can see what it looks like. It's really nicely done. I mean, it's really, really, and you can see that it was rebar at one point. But you can also see that it's a hook now. I mean, it's really well done. So I'm going to put it in my office, and I'm going to hang my first shift hat on that because I think that that's a nice little tribute to the work that Jeff put into that. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Very cool. And, you know, hopefully the Sparties will like the show as well. I mean, just because it's from Michigan Stadium doesn't mean that you can't like us if you're a Spartan fan either.
Well, again, you know, Jeff just happened to be, as an Iron Union guy, working at the big house helping to remodel it. I'm sure that when Michigan State goes to remodel their stadium, Jeff would probably find some work there. So you're right. Yeah, this has absolutely nothing to do with Michigan State, although we'll probably have to get into that later on in the week. But for now, we're safe. We can be neutral today.
Well, and this has got to be, I mean, if you're a sports fan, college football fan, especially in the state of Michigan, it's got to be one of your favorite weeks.
Well, you know, here's my issue. I happen to like both football teams. Although Anthony can join us here for a moment. Anthony is 100% dedicated to the University of Michigan. We've never had this conversation, eh? But, you know, and it's not like, I mean, I always watched Michigan football. I don't know if that's where you got it, but why are you such a Michigan fan?
I don't know. It's what we always watch on Saturdays, I guess.
Okay, because I did. I mean, that's what I would have on Saturdays. Not that I didn't watch Michigan State, but you really took a shine to Michigan, and I would suggest that you've kind of owned that team. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, it was the helmets that did it for me.
It was the helmets that did it for you? All right. Well, you've been a Michigan fan forever, and we'll get your prediction later on this week and what you think is going to happen this weekend. But, Jeff, I got to tell you, early on looking at that game, there's a lot to think about. This is not a simple, you know, Michigan State's won the last 3 years, by the way. This is not simple, you know, just, hey, you know, Michigan's the better team because I'm still, Michigan still doesn't have me quite convinced they're for real. I know that's crazy with them being 6-0, but I'm not 100% convinced they're for real yet.
See, that's the thing. With the events in the last couple of weeks have actually made me start to reconsider. Before the season, I was like, no, Michigan State has a fifth-year senior quarterback. They're the more experienced team. They've been trending upward, whereas Michigan has been trending upward from a lower point. I didn't expect to see them go to Northwestern and do what they did. So I'm completely impressed with what the coaching staff has been able to do. I'm completely impressed with
coaching.
The defense.
That is coaching.
Oh, especially on the defensive side. When you get that much pressure, and Madison's been able to switch up his schemes and kind of confuse offenses a little bit with his blitzing and whatnot, that offensive line for Michigan State is the one real reason why I downgrade Michigan State to closer to where Michigan's at and I upgrade Michigan. So I think we're going to look at quite the even matchup.
Well, you know, you'll start putting all that together, and we'll be checking in with you on Friday to get your final thoughts on this. Let me ask you a very quick question about Michigan. We basically have the same defense this year as last year, right? I mean, there weren't wholesale changes in the personnel, if I recall.
They've added a few pieces, but for the most part, you're right. The only piece that has really made a difference that they didn't have last year is the freshman cornerback that, for some reason, I can't think of right now.
Okay,
Blake Countess, that's who I'm thinking of. And that kid, for a true freshman, has played out of his mind.
So here's the deal, very quickly, because we got to get to the break. I'm watching both games, as I'm sure you were too. And you go back and forth and back and forth. And so I really kind of got, I was really kind of getting worried with Verlander. I'm watching the Tigers game. It was halftime of the Michigan game. And so I stopped watching the Michigan game. I thought I got to watch more of this Tigers game. Well, it didn't go well. Then they had the rain delay, and then I took a little break, and I came back, and all of a sudden Michigan's up by 11, and they were getting spanked in the first half. They looked awful in the first half.
I was watching. I did it the opposite way. I was dedicated to the Tigers to start with until, you know, they had given up the early runs, and the offense didn't look like it was going to hang in there. So I went all Michigan. I came back, and it was like, oh, 3-2. All right, now we're talking.
And not so much.
No.
Not so
much. But, I mean,
much.
I'm glad I spent more time on the Michigan game when it comes down to it.
Well, yeah. All right, well, we're going to come back. We'll talk a little bit more about that. We've got a lot of stuff to get to. Again, if you're an auto worker, I really want to hear from you in this hour. General Motors looks like they've ratified their deal. Will Ford be so lucky as to do that? How close is Chrysler to a new deal, and do they all look the same? Do they all look different? Does it matter? Well, I would suggest the last one. The answer to that question is yes. 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Truppiano. Thank you for punching in this Monday morning. We're going to take a quick break here at 17 minutes after 6 o'clock, and we'll be back on 1310 WDTW right after we do this.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Middle class workers like you shouldn't be bearing all the burden. You work too hard for someone to ask you to pay more so that somebody who's making millions or billions of dollars can pay less.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Things are looking fantastic on the freeways right now. No reports on any accidents or slowdowns. We do have a road crew out there, 94 eastbound at Hagerty. They're blocking the left lane. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, partly sunny, a high near 74. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny once again, a high near 74. Right now it's 56 and a little bit foggy at Detroit City Airport.
How much could you be saving on car insurance? $300, $400, $500? There's a real easy way to find out. Just go to geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane,
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry, I'm a hugger.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is Richard Bernstein, and I'm just so happy to have you back on the program today.
Tony, the pleasure is mine, and thank you so much for doing this show. Your voice and the work that you do is so desperately needed that it really is. It's just a privilege for me to be a part of a show that's out there really spreading the voice, spreading the word the way that you are.
He's my publicist now, by the way, folks. Richard Bernstein is now my publicist. You know what?
First Shift with Tony Trivia on 1310 WDW.
Work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
So, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Very googly moodly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310 WDTW.
Well, welcome back. 22 minutes after 6 o'clock. Again, thanks for punching in on this Monday morning. We do have a great week planned for you. We're not completely full, but, man, we got some good stuff coming up. And looking forward to that. Taking a look back at the weekend so that we make sure that we clean everything up. The Detroit Tigers lost on Saturday. And then, much to my consternation and frustration, they were postponed for rain. They haven't had rain in Texas in 6 months, Jeff. And all of a sudden, they just can't turn off the spigot. But
everywhere the Tigers go, like, okay, we go to New York, bam, rained out. Go to Texas, where they've been in a drought, and the rain follows them there. I think the Tigers are just they're rainmakers.
Oh, they make it rain. They said Verlander's the rainmaker. That's what the paper said yesterday. Did not look well early on Saturday, obviously. It was almost like he was nervous. Like, it took him a couple innings to find himself. Now, once he did, I guess he pitched better. But, you know, Jeff, we find ourselves again in another situation where this start gets stopped, and, you know, he actually had to sit through two rain delays. He wouldn't have come, I mean, he wouldn't come back out and pitched anyway. So that was pretty clear. I don't know. Now we get news that, of course, Delmon Young's out for the series. We get news yesterday that Magly Ordóñez somehow refractures the ankle that was surgically corrected last year. Again, that's just odd, because when did it happen? Where did it happen? You know, it's nobody even has the answer to it. All of a sudden, you know, his ankle's fractured again.
I bet you it was just something that was eventually happening. I mean, obviously, I think it was just something that, you know, over time, it was going to eventually happen. He's basically done. I mean, especially as a Tiger.
Yeah, I mean, his career you're talking about. Oh, not yeah. Just for this. He's done for the playoffs, period. But, yes, his career looks like it's over. And, you know, and for all intents and purposes, he did hit well the last couple weeks of the season. He certainly did. I won't take that away from him. But he's obviously not the same guy he was a couple years ago. And it's probably time for him to retire, as difficult as that might be. And, you know, maybe he can somehow surgically repair his ankle again. But you got to admit, there aren't going to be too many teams that are going to take a chance on Maglio at this point in his career, and at least not for the kind of money he would you'd think he would want to command.
No, he's like I thought last year, he should have been down in the 5 to 7 range. I think next year it'll be one of those things. You saw Vlad Guerrero take a small contract for 1 year just to prove he could do it. Abreu did as well, but next year he, like I would assume, if someone offers $1 million just to see what he's got and put him on the bench. If he doesn't take it, then he's retiring.
Yeah. Think about that, Jeff. Somebody offers you $1 million and you got to think about it.
You're like, no, no, thanks.
Yeah, you know, for $1 million, why bother?
Well, the funny thing is, for baseball, I think more often than not, people will take it and then just sit the bench and then get cut and then take their $1 million and be on their way. That just makes it even crazier what the Red Wings' Rafalski did last year.
Yeah.
He turned away $6.6 million just because he's like, I can't help the team anymore and I'm done. For most people, I think you just go through the motions and collect a check. But pretty admirable when some guys just turn down that much money because they know they won't help the team.
I would agree with that. Of course, it also gave them some salary cap space back, which was another bonus in him retiring the way he did. Well, anyway, the Tigers need to win today. And I'm not saying it's a must win because it's not a must win. But it surely would make it easier to split in Dallas to come back home. We've got 3 dates at home in a row. That portends good things. It's always better to be in your own ballpark. We don't have as a hitter a friendly ballpark as they do in Dallas. So you know, we'll see what happens.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. How confident do you feel? Because really, people are going crazy. Oh, Verlander finally lost. Like, when was the last time he lost a game? And boy, if he's losing games, we really don't have a shot in this series.
He lost 3-2.
Yeah, and I feel pretty confident. I actually feel, you know, if that's it, if he lost the first game and they were in it the entire time, really, who else do the Rangers have? Harrison pitched well, but their pitching staff. Ogando got the win. I mean, he's the only pitcher who's gotten wins against the Tigers, and he can't pitch every game.
I'm not. My confidence isn't shaken at all. In fact, even with Maglio going down, I didn't think he was all that great. So, no, I think that even if they decide, hey, listen, Don Kelly's going to be the guy. He's going to get bad against lefties. It is what it is. You know, he knows what he's doing. I'd be fine with that. I don't think there's nothing to freak out over.
Oh, no. And the funny thing is your outfield defense. You know, your hitting might go down, but with Delman in left and Maglio in right, you probably just upgraded the defense in the outfield.
Yeah.
With neither one of them playing.
Yeah, no question. So, I feel fine about that. I feel fine about that. Now, very quickly, and we have to take a look at tonight's huge. The Monday Night Football, I realize Monday Night Football isn't what it once was, but it is still huge. There's no question that's true. It is the only game on. It is nationally televised. It is, you know... The players certainly are taking it very seriously. This town is taking it extremely seriously. The media is taking it very seriously. This is an important night for the Detroit Lions. And not just because they got to look good or they got to prove that they are who they are. You know, they're in a division with the only other undefeated team in football. And the Green Bay Packers, after watching them, and I watched the game yesterday, Jeff, they're a good football team. You know, we can't afford to get a game behind the Green Bay Packers. We really can't.
Well, you know, I don't think anyone expects them, though, to keep up with the Packers. Everyone believes that they, for whatever reason, that they're head and shoulders above everyone else in the league. So as far as if you think they're going to win the division, I think there's a very small shot. But for the most part, they're not going to keep up. The problem is they just got to stay up with the rest of the league so they can make the playoffs as one of the wild cards, which is fine. I have no problem with that. So it's not them keeping up with Packers, but it's keeping the Vikings and Bears down. It's keeping, you know, the rest of the NFC down. And I don't think, you know, going into this game tonight, not worried at all. I don't think the Bears are that good.
Well, okay, so here's your – and Anthony, get ready for your prediction. Jeff, give me your prediction. Tonight at 8:40 kickoff, Detroit Lions, Chicago Bears, what's the final?
24-17.
Okay. All right, Anthony – 8:40 tonight, kickoff, Lions and Bears, who wins?
31-24, Detroit.
Woo, 24. All right, well, you know, I'm going to go with the Lions to win. The hell with what I think the score will be. I'm never good at that. But I do think that they will win, and I think they're going to have a much better first half than they have the last couple weeks. They have to have a much better first half. I think that Ndamukong Suh is going to have a huge, huge night tonight. I think he's going to feed into this energy like no one ever has. And I think Nick Fairley will be playing tonight. And I think he's going to be a factor. I really believe he will be a factor in tonight's game.
And I think the line will be a factor. I think Sue will have a big game, but the Fairley thing, I think he's only going to play a handful to get acclimated, and I don't think he'll... I'll be completely shocked if he does something. I'll take it. I'll be excited about it, but I don't think he'll do much.
I think that he's going to be a factor. I think that they're going to feel him tonight. I think he's going to be so psyched to be out there. You know, all I've ever done is see him on YouTube. I've never seen the guy play a play. I mean, the YouTube stuff was pretty awesome, but that's all I've ever seen. So I'm excited.
I'm excited as well.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, Herman Cain on CNN yesterday, talking plain talk. And I think you're going to be surprised by some of what he had to say. So we're going to get to that. Our Facebook First Shift poll question of the day is out there. We'll get to that as well. And, of course, your calls are always welcome at 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595, tony@thetonyshow.org, and on Twitter at Tony Trupiano. A quick break here on 1310 WDTW, and we'll be right back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. This total traffic update brought to you by McDonald's. Things are looking fantastic in the freeways right now. No reports of any accidents or slowdowns. We do have some ramp closures, though. 275 north and southbound, those ramps to westbound 94 are currently closed. I'm Russ with traffic.
Stop by McDonald's today and start collecting McCafe rewards points. Points are available on all medium and large hot McCafe and premium roast coffee cups. Collect 5 points and your sixth beverage is free. McCafe rewards, only available at McDonald's. I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast for the National Weather Service today, partly sunny, a high near 74. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 56, and then tomorrow, once again, fantastic. Mostly sunny, a high near 74. Enjoy it, because the rain comes on Wednesday. Right now, it's 56 degrees and foggy at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
To paraphrase a Bob Dylan song, something's happening here, and you don't know what it is, do you, Miss Belafonte? A New York Times writer, Jania Belafonte, is but one of many establishment reporters and pundits who've been covering the fledgling Occupy Wall Street movement, but completely missing the story. Instead of really digging in to what's happening here, they've resorted to fuddy-duddy mockery of an important populist protest that has sprouted right in Wall Street's front yard. In her article, Belafonte dismissed the young people's efforts as fractured and airy, calling it a carnival in an intellectual vacuum. Their cause is so diffuse and leaderless, she wrote, that its purpose is virtually impossible to decipher. Participation, she announced, is dwindling. Wow, so snide yet so wrong. While the establishment is befuddled by the plethora of issues and slogans within the protest and put off by its festive spirit, that's their problem. The 20 and 30-somethings who are driving this movement know what they're doing and are far more organized than those accustomed to conventional hierarchical protests seem able to comprehend. It's silly to say that the protesters' purpose is indecipherable. Hello, they're encamped next door to Wall Street. Isn't that a clue? They want what America's workaday majority wants. Stop the gross greed of financial and corporate elites and expel a political class that's so corrupted by the money of those wealthy elites that it has turned its back on the middle class and the poor. This is Jim Hightower saying, such movements don't begin with a neat set of solutions, but with roiling outrage focused on the plutocratic perpetrators of injustice. These young people are on target and on the move. Don't ridicule them. Join them. Go to OccupyWallStreet.org. That's OccupyWallST.org.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit HightowerLowdown.org.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Recently on First Shift.
The headline reads, Senator Stabenow responds to Chinese threat over bill to crack down on currency manipulation. Thank you for your leadership on this issue.
It really is enough is enough. We know we have a complicated relationship with China. We know that we borrow for them to pay our debt. But we're also their largest consumer market. They need us too. And we've not exercised our own strength to push back.
First Shift with Tony Trivino on 1310 WDTW.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire.
First Shift with Tony Trivino.
Welcome back, everybody. Our First Shift Facebook poll question of the day is very topical. Do you plan to attend any Occupy events somewhere in the upcoming weeks? We've got one coming up in Lansing on Saturday. I'll get you more information. In fact, all the information on that tomorrow, although I did receive it. There's a little conflict in one of the pieces of information, so until I can get all that confirmed, I'd rather not put false information out there and then have to correct it. So I'll get you all the information we need on the Lansing event tomorrow. We've got the Detroit event coming up on the weekend of the 21st. And so there's a lot of stuff going on. There was an Occupy event in Grand Rapids this past weekend. There was one in Ann Arbor the other day. So it is growing. And, of course, those of you that are paying attention also know that the right is vilifying the Occupy folks, absolutely vilifying them, calling them every possible name you can call them except for patriots, which is, frankly, what they are. The First Shift Facebook poll question of the day is, do you plan to attend an Occupy event somewhere in the upcoming week? So if you'll want to slide over to Facebook, if you've never been there, just search for First Shift, like it while you're there. And go ahead and vote in the poll. You can also send us an email, tony@thetonyshow.org, and give us a call, 888-552-3595. Now we'll talk more about the Occupy events as we work our way through the day and the week. That is a certainty. I had mentioned a little bit earlier on in the show that this is a big week for the auto industry, although General Motors UAW workers have ratified their deal. Ford has their ratification vote beginning this week. Jimmy Settles, vice president of the UAW, will be doing a plant tour to educate folks. Now, listen, like every other collective bargaining agreement, like every other deal, you know, not everybody's happy with them. The question is, you know, will they be able, Ford Motor Company, be able to ratify this deal? I don't know. Not a UAW member, not a vote that I get to take. I'm reading what everybody else is reading. Ultimately, I think that it's a good deal, but again, I'm not, this isn't my deal. So I'm asking you folks, those of you that are auto workers that are out there, is this a contract that you can endorse and support and vote for? Obviously, the UAW says, yeah, you need to. This is a good deal. It protects us. It does create jobs. It does bring some more money to the table. No question that's true. Does it go far enough? That's always the question, right? And we always want more money, but is it something that you can live with? Is it palatable to you as a Ford family? Now, upon further reading, we find that the UAW has asked Chrysler union leaders to come to Detroit, which means they must be close to a new contract with Chrysler Corporation. Now, I think that one is going to look, although templated the same, probably financially not in the same neighborhood, because Chrysler, for all intents and purposes, is not doing as well financially as the other auto companies. That is not to suggest that they're not doing well. It's to suggest they're not doing as well. And they're a little bit further behind in their recovery than General Motors is. Of course, Ford did not take any of the loan monies from the federal government. Although Ford is saddled with more debt because they didn't file bankruptcy than the other auto companies. So, you know, this gets complicated no matter how you want to slice it up. And as an auto worker, you care about a couple things. You care about, you know, being able to take care of your family financially and making sure that your benefits package reflects something that honors the work that you do, the excellent work that you do. And so that's important. You want security. Job security is always the issue, and these contracts do provide some job security. And they also, in both the GM case and in Ford, moved work from Mexico back to the United States, and that's a good thing. The Flat Rock plant is the big winner in the Ford contract, by the way. So, you know, again, I'm not an auto worker. I'm sure you all have an opinion. And I think that ultimately, at least from what I've been reading, and I did a lot of reading on this, especially yesterday late in the afternoon, a lot of different sources, because I was trying to get a consensus feel for what was going on. The consensus feel is it could have been more, but yeah, this is palatable, and yes, we can support it. But Jimmy Settles will be, again, doing a tour. He's a great guy, by the way. If you get a chance, ever get a chance to meet Jimmy Settles, he's just a really great guy. You want to say, hey, because he's just a great guy. You will like him a whole lot. And again, the word is that the Chrysler talks are nearing an end, which means they're close to a deal. And ultimately, that's good. And we can get all this put behind us and start moving on as an industry. And the UAW has a great deal to be proud of because, number one, they'll save jobs. Number two, they're actually going to grow their membership by creating more jobs. And ultimately, a bigger, stronger union, especially for the UAW, portends good things for all of us. Again, I don't think most of you realize how much work unions do politically. I mean, they really do a lot of the heavy lifting, and it's not even a matter of influence. It's a matter of organization, and again, they do a lot of work. Okay. I had mentioned earlier and want to get into this now, Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain is one of those guys that we really don't know a whole lot about because up until very recently, he's barely been showing up in the polls. Now, we can speculate as to why all of a sudden he's showing up. And it started with the Florida straw poll where he won the Florida straw poll. But, you know, maybe it's he's just making sense. Maybe it's just that he doesn't seem to be as crazy as some of the other ones. I don't know. I'm not judging that. But all of a sudden, he's a contender. And we see that what's happening, especially with regard to the numbers, the poll numbers, Michelle Bachmann, Rick Santorum, Newt Gingrich, John Huntsman are all also RANs at this point. Rick Perry, Herman Cain, and Mitt Romney are considered to be the top-tier candidates. And although Herman Cain is still not considered to be a top-tier candidate, it's still Perry and Romney. Although, Jeff, I got to ask you, did you see all of the hubbubaloo yesterday about whether or not Mormonism is a cult?
Yeah, that's part of what I was looking for research for the show. Yeah, I saw that, and I thought that that's an attack on Mitt Romney, obviously.
Well, yeah, and very much so.
Almost not personal, really. I mean,
well, it is very personal.
Does that have anything to do, you think, with being a president? I mean,
your religious views?
To a certain extent, yeah.
I think it does have something to do with being a president, depending on, you know, if you were an evangelical Christian, like Michelle Bachmann, and that you can't separate your religion from your job, then, yeah, it can certainly be a serious consideration.
Okay, I guess I was thinking generality. Like, you know, can a Mormon ever be president? I would assume that, yeah, they could.
Sure they could. I mean, there was a time we didn't think a Catholic could be president. JFK, of course, comes to mind. And obviously a Catholic could be president. Again, a lot of it depends on how deeply held somebody's religious beliefs are and how, maybe more importantly, Jeff, how mainstream the religion is. Now, I could be totally off on this. The audience can feel free to correct me. But a lot, you know, there's not a lot known about Mormonism, and what people do know about it is a lot of misinformation, and a lot of it is antiquated because, let's be honest about it, when you hear Mormonism, what's the first thing you think of?
Utah?
Besides that.
I don't know because I don't want to sound stupid. So.
No, you don't. Multiple wives.
How about
multiple
yeah,
wives?
That's what I was going to say, but I didn't know if that was.
No, I just again because people are not educated in Mormonism. That is something that would come to mind. I get that. I used to consult with a group out of Salt Lake City on a very devout Mormon family. Is a family owned business, a very successful family owned business. And they were very devout Mormons, but they are certainly not polygamists in any way, shape, or form. And that's what people think of polygamy. They just do, and there's a reason because it is a part of their history. But it's not a part of the recent history. And even though there are still, extreme sects within sex, S-E-C-T-S, within Mormonism that endorses polygamy, they are in such an extreme minority, Jeff, that they shouldn't even be considered in the conversation. So, yeah, I understand why that bias might work against Mitt Romney here. But, you know, I think Mitt Romney's bigger problems is that he's flip-flop. You know, he was the governor of a liberal state. And as a result of that, he had to take softer positions on issues like gay marriage and abortion than he normally would have in a more conservative state or mainstream state.
That seems to be the knock on him, is that he'll say anything to get elected to any position he's trying to run for, right?
Well, and that seems to be true. I mean, that seems to be true.
That's dangerous.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're looking to measure whether or not you're going to vote for somebody, yeah, you've got to take a look at their past, how they voted, what they've said, what they're saying now. Now, there's one thing about, and I think it's, you know, easy to make this connection where you say, well, they just changed their mind. And I've changed my mind on certain positions over the years. That's one thing. It's another thing when they've all of a sudden changed their mind on everything because, well, it just doesn't fit into where their political party happens to be right now, which is what Mitt Romney is being charged with, and I think fairly so.
Right. If you come across some information and you change your mind, that's one thing. But if you change your mind on everything because, hey, it helps me get elected to whatever I'm running for, that scares me.
Right. And that's why Mitt Romney, frankly, should scare you. Let's take a quick break here. We'll get to that Herman Cain audio on the other side of this. Stay with us.
The hottest Michigan news talk is on First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you. Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is John Austin, the president of the Michigan Board of Education.
Some on the right trying to use this moment of fiscal challenges with the need to figure out how we improve education to say, let's take advantage of that to dismantle unions and dismantle teachers' unions in particular because they view them as a political foe that needs to be countered versus potential partner in helping deliver the very education improvement and reform that we must deliver.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
Unions work.
One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us,
like us,
love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
And welcome back. Herman Cain, a Republican presidential candidate on CNN, says that he doesn't think racism holds anybody back.
This luck is what he has. Is when preparation meets opportunity. That's what I've done all my career. Secondly, I don't believe racism in this country today holds anybody back in a big way. Are there some elements of racism? Yes. It gets back to, if we don't grow this economy, that is a ripple effect for every economic level. And because blacks are more disproportionately unemployed, they get hit the worst when economic policies don't work. That's where it starts. Grow this economy, and it's going to help everybody to get jobs and to get back in the workforce.
Well, and I think that there's just common sense to that statement, but I don't know that race has anything to do there with what Herman Cain said. Now, he uses our own city of Detroit as an example, and this is what he had to say.
The gap is due to a number of factors. One is a differential in education. Two is a concentration of a lot of blacks in certain areas, like a city of Detroit, where the unemployment rate there is 14% versus the 9.1% we have nationally. So if you have a city like Detroit, where they have lost 25% of their population, economically they've done nothing but go down, down, down. If we do not boost this national economy, you're never going to be able to close that gap. So there are a number of factors that cause that differential, but we must start with feeding this economic engine, which is why I have proposed the bold 999 plan. And in addition to that, we are developing an empowerment zone feature off of the 999 platform that I will be announcing shortly.
All right. So the empowerment zone feature is something that I'll be taking a look at. We know empowerment zones have worked in the past, worked under Clinton. They are sometimes called different things, but you know, certainly he says that, you know, education disproportionately affects people, and there's no question that's true. Whether that's tied to racism or not, of course, is a very separate discussion.
I don't know how his 999 plan, though, will help the middle class and the poor in this country.
It doesn't. It burdens them, actually.
So if he's not complaining, if he's saying that you know, it's not so much race as it is, you know, a disproportionate of income or wealth, or the fact that, you know, you need to get the economy going. This 999 plan, I think, it hurts from the bottom up and helps the top. And again, it's just more trickle down.
Yeah, well, it's actually, yeah, it's weird. It's really hard to define what 999 does. It really is. One more piece of audio, then we'll come back and clean up this conversation. Herman Cain, one more time.
We are all entitled to an opportunity to be able to go after our definition of the American dream. Everybody's definition of the American dream is different. You owe the opportunity for a level playing field.
And do blacks have a level playing field right now with whites?
Many of them do. Many of them do have a level playing field. I absolutely believe that, because not only because of the businesses that I have run, which has had a combination of whites, blacks, Hispanics, you know, we had a total diversity, but also because of the corporations whose board I've served on for the last 20 years. I have seen blacks in middle management move up to top management in some of the biggest corporations in America. They weren't held back because of racism. No, people sometimes hold themselves back because they want to use racism as an excuse for them not being able to achieve what they want to achieve.
All right. And Jeff, really, that's the crux of his argument. And I don't, again, I don't know. Part of me wants to even believe what he says, that people use racism to hold themselves back. But there's part of me that says, why, you know, and again, I'm sure that there is a percentage of people that do that. I'll let's just assume that that's a given at this point. But really, I mean, do you think that people are in a wholesale way saying, you know what, I really don't want to do well. I really don't want to succeed. I don't want to work hard. I don't want to get an education. I just want a paycheck. No. I just want to be rewarded just because.
I don't think so.
I don't buy that. I just don't buy it.
I don't think so at all. I do think that, and not race related, but I do think people feel helpless. And it's a lot of what Bruce Levine wrote in the book, and we talked about on the show all the time, is you feel helpless, and instead of doing anything, you almost feel like, well, why do anything? It's not going to matter. It's not going to help anyway.
Yeah, this defeatist attitude that we come to. And listen, it's hard when you are continually turned away, or every time you reach for the cookie, someone smacks your hand. So after a while, you know, it's Pavlov's response. You stop reaching for the cookie, right?
Right.
And so, you know, it's no different than a job. If you continue to go seeking a work, and yet every time you do, you're turned down, after a while, yeah, you're going to stop. There's going to be a tendency to say, well, the result's no different. Whether I look for a job or I don't look for a job, the result's the same. So why put in the effort when I know I'm not going to get a job? Now, that's compounded by the fact, of course, that there aren't a lot of good jobs out there to begin with. And if you live in the inner city of Detroit and you don't have transportation and all the jobs are really in the suburbs and the only jobs that are available, you know, in the city are ones that take an education you don't happen to have, yeah, that can feel pretty racial, I think.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know, it's just it. So I don't buy into everything that Herman Cain is saying there. But it is interesting to see his resurgence the last few weeks. And I don't know. Again, we can't consider him a top tier candidate at this point because he's not getting that kind of number.
Well, I don't think the numbers are there yet, but the support and the people who are supporting him, I think, shows that he eventually will get that support.
You and I were talking before the show, and we were, you know, you said, well, John Huntsman, doesn't he make more sense than any of them? And he does, but why, you know, Jeff, he doesn't seem to resonate with the GOP electorate. They don't seem to get turned on by John Huntsman in any way.
And the funny thing is, I guess it's not funny. That's one of my crutches. I always say the funny thing is it's not that funny. When McCain ran the first time against George Bush, I thought the same thing. I'm like, now here's a guy who could win GOP easily and also win over the independents and even maybe part of Democrats who were unhappy with what their party was doing at the time.
Sure, that would have been true.
But the GOP was so arrogant that they said, no, we're going to go with Bush, who's more, you know, more in line with the far right, and they won anyway. So why would they do, again, it's almost like the whole, why compromise when we're right anyway? So why would they compromise and go with a guy who's leaning more to the middle when they can elect their guy who's more, you know, stronger to the right and still get away with it?
Who do you think the GOP's guy is right now?
I don't even know if the GOP knows.
Yeah, I don't think
they do. I mean, I think right now a lot of them are hoping Herman Cain emerges.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't.
You don't think so?
No, I don't. I really don't.
I don't think they're not happy with Romney or Perry at all.
No.
Bachman's not is irrelevant anymore, and they really wish Christie would have ran, but he's out. So who's left is Cain, who's kind of championing, you know, some of the stuff that they like.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I'm a Democrat. That's all I have to say for a lot of reasons, not just that one, for a lot of reasons. Quick break for the top of the hour. Russ coming up with traffic and weather. CNN with headline news. Carla Swift, the new president of the AFL-CIO, will be our guest in the next hour, so you'll want to stay tuned for that. We also have lots of open line time. I'm Tony Truppiano. We'll take a break here for the top of the hour and be back right after we take this quick break.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. We're looking at a minor delay, not super bad, but heavy traffic nonetheless on 75 southbound between 12 Mile down to I-696. Aside from that, we're looking pretty good. Rest with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, partly sunny, a high in the lower to mid 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 56. And then tomorrow, once again, mostly sunny, a high right around 74. Right now, the fog is rolling in at Detroit City Airport, looking at about 56 degrees. More First Shift coming up after the top of the hour.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
Are drugs affecting your family or a friend? Call Narcanon, 1-800-468-6933. Narcanon provides free assessment and referral services. Call Narcanon at 1-800-468-6933 or visit our website at stopaddiction.com. Are drugs affecting your family or a friend? Call Narcanon, 1-800-468-6933.
CNN Radio, I'm Cheryl Castro. It's day 24 of the Occupy Wall Street protests. Democratic Congressman John Lewis says demonstrators simply want to be heard.
They want to speak to America, speak to people in power, to officials of the American government, but also to the business community, especially Wall Street, to corporate America.
Republican presidential candidates Herman Cain and Newt Gingrich described the movement as class warfare. Demonstrators are asking parents to bring their kids to rallies today. President Obama's $447 billion jobs bill is expected to be put to a vote in Congress this week. CNN's Barbara Hall reports it sparked a political showdown on the Sunday talk shows.
Wisconsin Republican Paul Ryan says he's troubled by President Obama's jobs bill. Ryan tells NBC's Meet the Press the ideas included didn't work the first time around.
We don't think doubling down on failed stimulus policies, which have already proven to fail, is the right way to go.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi tells ABC's This Week voters need to be sold on the jobs bill.
What's important is the president is taking it to the people. They understand the opportunity it presents.
Barbara Hall, CNN.
Subpoenas could be sent out this week to the Justice Department over Operation Fast and Furious. The federal gun-running operation allowed illegally purchased guns to enter Mexico from Arizona with the hope of tracking down drug cartels. Residents in Central Florida were slammed by heavy rain and wind over the weekend. CNN's Bonnie Snyder reports the storm is now pushing north.
So cities like Jacksonville under the gun today for the possibility of a tornado. The tornado watch extends all the way northward into areas of Georgia.
Tiger Woods returned to his first golf tournament in 7 weeks, only to be met with a hot dog throwing spectator. The incident happened on the seventh green. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
You could win big with Wolverine's Backyard Bonanza Sweepstakes. I'm Jason Cameron, licensed contractor and TV host. If you're like me, you love being outdoors. Now is your chance to win the ultimate backyard. I'm talking about a stainless gas grill, fire pit, furniture, the works. Enter for a chance to win now at Wolverine.com. The Wolverine Backyard Bonanza.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents in the 50 United States and D.C. 18 or older with a valid email address. Visit Wolverine.com by November 30th, 2011 for official rules, price details, and instructions to enter. Void where prohibited.
It's going to happen and you can't stop it. No, I'm not talking about unwanted friend requests on the internet. I'm talking about cold and flu season. So be prepared to fight back. Walmart has low prices every day on everything you need to stay healthy. Like Theraflu 6 count for $4.97, Mucinex and Lysol disinfectant spray. So stock up now, because cold and flu season will be here before you know it. As far as those unwanted friend requests, just tell them you have the flu and you don't want to get germs all over your keyboard. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Uses direct to keep out of reach of children. Prices subject to change.
Cars, commodities, cappuccino, Tata, the conglomerate in India that dominates several industries at once, is working on a deal to dominate even more in that nation's coffee industry. It's linking up with Starbucks. American companies that wish to do business in India need to strike partnerships with domestic firms, and Starbucks has been panting after the Indian market for years. Wall Street Journal reports a Starbucks-Tata partnership could be struck this month, with long-term plans for as many as 1,500 locations. Choosy moms are about to have a tougher choice. Peanut butter prices going up. 30% more for Jif, 24% for Peter Pan, as well as a bad 2011 peanut crop hit by drought. European markets moving higher today. U.S. stock futures rising. S&P futures up 15. NASDAQ futures up 28. No bond trading today because of Columbus Day, but it will be business as usual for stocks, even after a small fire inside the New York Stock Exchange's data center in New Jersey yesterday. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
Let's follow it and see where it goes.
A new kind of broadband company is here. We're CenturyLink, linking Americans coast to coast to what matters. Our consistently fast speeds save you from interruptions and slowdowns, and since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest personal service. We're committed to providing a better experience with 5-year price guarantees and more ways to customize your technology.
I think it's headed across the country.
CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com.
Oh, give me freedom.
Do you run a small business? How do you back up your computer files? If the answer is not Carbonite Business, you can do better. Unlike external drives or DVDs, Carbonite delivers online backup protection for all your computers. That's automatic, continual, and off-site. Finally, a better way to backup. Online, for as little as $229 a year. Try it free today at Carbonite.com. Use offer code FINALLY and get 2 bonus months with purchase. Carbonite.com. Offer code FINALLY.
Hey, gingerbread man, you seem pretty burned. Acapulco?
I wish. I got burned in the old oven again.
Ooh.
Faulty thermostat, uneven heat. Hand me the lotion.
Okay, except you know that's frosting.
Thought it tasted pretty good.
Time for a new stove? Come to the Sears Holiday Preheat event now and save up to 20% on all Kenmore, up to 10% off Whirlpool and KitchenAid, plus an extra 10% off all appliances with your Sears card. Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 20% Whirlpool and KitchenAid from 5 to 10%. Offer valid 10-7-2011 to 10-11-2011.
Newman!
Yes, Mr. Fernwell?
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of those little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet!
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert...
It's the same each time with progress. First they ignore you. Then they say you're mad. Then dangerous. Then there's a pause. And then you can't find anyone who disagrees with you. Welcome to your new reality. Welcome to your new opportunity. Welcome to your new hope. Welcome to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome indeed, folks. Pleasure to be with you. This is the second of our 3 hours on this Monday morning First Shift program. Thank you for punching in with us this morning. We do have plenty of time for open lines in this hour, so if there's something on your mind, something you need to get out, some little therapy, hey, that's what we're here for. Absolutely what we're here for. And I've got a great guest I'm about to bring on the show, Mark Brewer, a little later on today. So we've got a lot to get to, plus some topics that I know that we're not going to forget. One of them, and we're going to get to this at about 23 minutes after the hour, is the Turkeya Mullen case that continues to plague Wayne County. She is the new airport chief, and there's a lot of controversy surrounding her. A new piece of controversy this morning, but we'll get to that in just a bit. Let me, though, turn my attention now to my next guest. And joining me now is Carla Swift. Carla has been responsible for the wildly successful We Are the People movement here in the state of Michigan. They are responsible for literally thousands upon thousands of people showing up, knocking on doors, visiting neighbors, showing up at rallies in support of democratic ideas. They have brought together union and non-union people alike in an uncommon way. Well, as a result, certainly as part of a result of her success there, when Mark Gaffney decided not to seek re-election to the AFL-CIO, smart people turned to Carla Swift and elected her not even 10 days ago. So joining me now is the new president of the Michigan AFL-CIO, Carla Swift. And Carla, it's a pleasure to have you on First Shift this morning.
Thank you, Tony. It's good to be with you.
I'm very excited to be to have you on for a variety of reasons. And of course, I'm very anxious to continue to work with the AFL-CIO as the show has done for many years. When I was on in the afternoons years ago, we worked on many causes together, and I hope that you'll consider leaning on us, Carla, when you need us to help get the word out.
Well, we're certainly glad to have the relationships that we've had in the past with you and your show, Tony, and we look forward to continuing to work together on causes that are important to working men and women in Michigan.
Well, certainly, again, you've been in the forefront of those causes that are important to working men and women. I mentioned your leadership with We Are the People. Now you've been recruited to lead the state AFL-CIO. Carla, at a time where unions are under attack, where the middle class, and it's clear that there's a concerted effort on the part of Republicans in the state House, in the state Senate, and in the governor's office. This is a real challenge for organized labor right now. Why did you decide that this was a challenge that you wanted to take on?
Well, Tony, there's a lot of work to be done, and there's a great opportunity to come together and work on turning things around in Michigan. And the AFL is the centerpiece of the movement for standing up for working men and women and protecting the middle class and fighting for good jobs with fair pay and benefits. So. You're right, they are challenging times, but the biggest challenge we have in front of us is, you know, we have a jobs crisis in this state and in this country, and the first thing we need to do is to stop making things worse by doing things like taxing seniors' pensions and attacking teachers. You know, working people know what the solution is, and the solution is jobs. And so we want to, take clear aim at what needs to get done here and to hold Lansing accountable for the work that they need to do to create jobs so that Michigan can get to work.
Well, you know, that obviously, Carla Swift, brings us to what's an obvious question, but I think it's certainly a conversation well worth happening. What is it that we can do, those of us that are hearing your voice right now, what is it that we can do to help you as you lead labor and you actually lead everybody through this current jobs crisis? What can we do? What do you need from us, Carla Swift?
Well, there are a couple of things that are important to do and for listeners to get involved in right away. One of them you mentioned is the We Are the People movement in Michigan. Around the state, community members and union members and students and seniors are coming together, and they're building grassroots action to hold elected officials in Lansing accountable and send the message to Lansing that any time spent doing anything other than creating jobs is time wasted. So I would encourage listeners to get involved with groups like We Are the People, and I can give you the website there where folks can go to sign up for updates and to get involved. It's wearethepeoplemichigan.com.
Yeah, pretty simple. So
that's one thing that is people can do, you know, as soon as they get to their computer or on their smartphone. Another thing that is important for people to do, and this is really timely, is the American Jobs Act that is being introduced or has been introduced in Congress is going to come up for a vote early this week in the U.S. Senate. And although we've got great U.S. senators in Michigan and they are, they're on the right side on this thing, it's always good to let them know that we're behind them. And we're calling on around the country for people to call and share their support of the American Jobs Act with their U.S. senators. And the number that folks can call to do that is 1-888-659-9401. That's a toll-free number, 888-659-9401. This is an extremely important piece of legislation to create millions of jobs right away, investing in rebuilding and upgrading things like highways and transit and rail and airports, bridges, things that need to get done, and when there's people that need to get jobs. So this is a perfect opportunity to make sure that we're doing our part to help get folks back to work, not just in Michigan, but around the country.
Yeah, and Carla Swift, you know, it also, you know, rebuilds schools. It puts teachers back into classrooms. We've lost a lot of teachers here in the last year in the state of Michigan. It puts firemen and policemen back to work. It makes no sense not to do this. Now, in the Senate, and we'll be honest about this, it may not get the 60 votes it needs, but we know in the House they're not even going to consider taking up this legislation. That doesn't mean that it's dead. It doesn't mean that the will of the people can be ignored. But, Carla, they need to hear the will of the people. Telling me or telling you they support it isn't enough. They need to pick up the phone. They need to call that number you gave, which is 888-659-9401. They need to hear from us. They need to hear from us in record numbers.
That's absolutely right, and it's so simple to do, Tony. Pick up the phone, make the call, and the message is simple. Tell the senators that we want to put America back to work by supporting the American Jobs Act. It couldn't be easier to do, and absolutely, it makes a huge difference. You know, things operate in unusual ways in Washington, and even though one chamber, the House says they're not going to take it up, we have to keep fighting for what's right and keep pushing and find a way to make this kind of legislation real in our country.
Well, you know, I remember the day, the evening that the president gave the speech on the American Jobs Act. Carl, you'll remember as well that all of the websites had gone down, the government websites had gone down, the switchboards were all jammed. That's the kind of response we need to get out of people today.
Yep, that's absolutely right. And one way that people can not only take action themselves, but encourage others to take action is on your personal Facebook page. You can, you know, write about this and encourage people that, you know, are your friends and family in other states to get involved. Make sure everyone knows about this.
Now, this is just common sense legislation. It should be nonpartisan. It hasn't been, but it should be. And if you ask a Republican lawmaker why they don't support it, they don't support it because they're looking to put President Barack Obama out of a job, and they're willing to let millions suffer, Carla, to keep one man from being reelected. And that is the political truth of what's happening right now.
Yeah, Tony, I think that's right. And they're doing the work of you know, corporate CEOs who have really created this mess. You know, they're, in addition to the politicians, it's the corporate special interests who want to have control of policy in this country, and they want to have control of the economy because, you know, they don't want to pay their fair share. So they have, and what we're winding up with is divisive politics in all of our, around the country in many of our state legislatures, particularly here in Michigan. We've seen that, and we've certainly seen it in Washington, D.C., you know, holding up the will of the people and holding up a progress to help us get out of this bad economy.
Absolutely. Carla,
corporations have all the power.
We are just out of time. I want to thank you. I will look forward to many more discussions with you on and off air. And again, congratulations on your ascension to the presidency, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Tony.
Carla Swift, once again, AFL-CIO. A quick break. We'll be back. Give us a call.
First Shift with Tony Triano.
Over the last decade, we have spent $1 trillion on war at a time of rising debt and hard economic times. Now, we must invest in America's greatest resource, our people.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. We've got an accident, 606 eastbound at 75. It's on the shoulder, not really causing any delays. We'll find some slowdowns on 75 southbound from 12 mile down through 696 as well. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast for the National Weather Service today, partly sunny, a high in the lower to mid 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 56. And then tomorrow, almost a carbon copy of today. Mostly sunny, high near 74. Right now, it's a little bit foggy and 55 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
The best value Simple. It's the one that lasts. Like the Midas Secure Stop Brake Service. New brake pads or shoes, just $99.99 per axle installed, with a guarantee good for as long as you own your car. New brake pads or shoes installed, just $99.99 per axle. Midas. Total car care. Total customer care.
Additional parts, labor, shop fees, and taxes extra. Most vehicles. See manager for guarantee terms. A participating Detroit area Midas.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
How much could you be saving on car insurance? $300, $400, $500? There's a real easy way to find out. Just go to geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Recently on First Shift,
Steve Cooper with the We Party Patriots. How important do you think social media is to organize labor today?
Incredibly important. I think you're seeing galvanized movements globally, and it's taken hold, obviously, in the States as well. The thing with social media is that it has to be a necessary component, because you know that the next guy is doing it, and if he's not yet doing it, he's going to be doing it, so you want to make sure you beat him to that punch.
So that hashtag #OneU, when I put that at the end of a tweet, what does that do with regard to getting my message out to more people?
Well, the hashtags, they essentially act as a kind of filing cabinet within Twitter. You can now follow a sort of stream of union consciousness, and the key to that happening is everybody knowing where to gather, essentially where to meet and talk about this. We're trying to provide that sort of unique voice to get more and more people involved.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano
on 1310 WDTW.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
You know, you really got to give Carla Swift a lot of credit. At a time when, you know, organized labor, much is being asked. I mean, a great deal is being asked of organized labor to step up into the lead role of the Michigan AFL-CIO, which is a very important job and very labor-intensive. Knowing all of the challenges that we are facing politically and socially, for her to do that says a lot about her character. And if you can give some time, there's no question that's true. Again, that number, we're going to post it to the Facebook page as well. But the number that Carla gave out to get a hold of your senators to tell them to support the American Jobs Act, that's all you have to do, folks. It's simply a matter of picking up the phone, dialing 888-659-9401. And when the answer just said, please tell my senators to support the American Jobs Act. Now, we have two Democrats. They've already said that they are going to support it. That doesn't mean they don't need to hear from you. They still need to know that you support what they support. They need to hear from you. And I'm not talking about 8 or 10 or 12 of you. I'm talking about all of you. It's simple. It literally is that simple. I really cannot impress upon you enough how important it is that you pick up the phone today and do that, okay? I did a lot of reading this weekend, especially yesterday, but reading the the paper yesterday, there was an article that really caught my interest. And some of you, I'm going to guess, have experienced this. And if not, well, you haven't. But apparently people are being discriminated against and are not even getting job interviews if they've been out of work for more than 6 months. That there has been a bias, a discrimination placed on those that have been out of work for more than 6 months. Well, that's thousands of people. Reading this article that was titled Unemployed Seek Protection Against a Jobs Bias, it told the story about a woman named Selena Forte who thought she'd found a temporary job at FedEx that met her qualifications, but she was eventually not given the job because she had been out of work too long. According to her, and I quote her, they didn't even want to hear about my experience. It didn't make any sense. You always are told to go out there and get a job. There aren't any jobs out there. Forte, who last month found a part-time job as a substitute school bus driver, is part of a growing number of unemployed or underemployed Americans who complain they aren't being screened out of job openings for the very reason they're looking for work in the first place. Some companies and job agencies prefer applicants who already have jobs, who haven't been jobless too long. What is the benefit? I'm looking for someone to help me. Here's the number, 888-552-3595. That's to our studio. 888-552-3595. What is the benefit to not hiring somebody that's been out of work for more than 6 months? I'm not making the connection there. I don't understand why that's important. And there's no legal protection from barring companies from doing this right now. Now, according to a provision that would be in the American Jobs Act, companies would be banned from not considering you if you've been out of work for more than 6 months. But why would they block you from an interview if you've been out of, I mean, I guess depending on what kind of job it is, you know, maybe there's a lot of training, maybe you get rusty, maybe not doing it on a daily basis, you know, again, lessens your skill set. If that's the reason, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what the reason is. I read an article some months back about a woman that was an interior designer that used to use a certain software program, and after she lost her job, the software company updated their software, provided support and training, but because she no longer had a job, she didn't get that training. She not ended up finding another job in design using the same equipment, but because she hadn't been trained on the new stuff, they let her go after a couple weeks because she couldn't figure out how to use the computer program because she just wasn't properly trained on it. Is that discrimination? Is that in and of itself discrimination? Now, we're talking about, you know, good, hardworking people that are just looking for work. You know, then we're talking about now people, there are a lot of people overqualified for jobs. How many amongst you have been told you're overqualified? You know, we would hire you, but this is so beneath you. Trust me, when you're looking for work, when you don't have money, nothing's beneath you, or it shouldn't be anyway. I know that there have been people that have been turned down for jobs at McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's and Arby's and other fast food places because the company feels that the job is so beneath you, you will not take the job seriously.
Well, not only that, I've heard one of the excuses is, well, as soon as a better job comes along, you're just going to go. Well, you know, that's true for anybody that takes that job, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, take any job. I mean, I don't care if you're making $400,000 a year. If a $700,000 a year job comes along, you're going to take it. So, yeah, Jeff, you make a good point there. Yes, if a better job was to come along, they're going to take it. But, you know, what do you say in that interview? I mean, you know, here's how it goes. Well, when is it the last time you worked? Well, I haven't worked in 9 months. Well, why do you want to work here? Well, I need an income. And, you know, although I've never done this, I would be loyal. I'd be on time. You know, I'm willing to put in the work. Well, what would happen if you were to get a job, you know, get offered a job, you know, a month after we hired you in here and trained you and so on and so forth. Well, the reality is, yeah, that could happen. But, you know, I've been looking for almost a year now and I haven't found anything. And although I am still looking in my field, I'm not optimistic that's going to happen. So, you know, how do you answer that question? Of course, you're going to say, well, yes, if I were to be offered a job in the field that I trained for, that I made a living doing, would I take that if offered over flipping burgers? Yeah, I'm going to. Why would you answer that question? No. And is that reason enough not to hire someone?
Well, and to the point of what you were talking about just a minute ago with the, you know, looking for a job and you're only going to hire people who already have a job, isn't that rewarding non-loyalty? Like, if you're not loyal to the company you're with right now, which, I'm not saying that you should be, but, you're not hiring somebody who doesn't have a job, but you're going to steal someone from another place, well, that person will just, again, go somewhere else as soon as someone else offers them, whereas you could hire someone who's not employed, and maybe they'll be loyal to your company a little more.
Right, and, you know, listen, there have always been people that want to improve themselves, and so loyalty doesn't matter, and if they get a better opportunity, they're just going to go there. But we're talking about a very different world right now. We're talking about a very different world, and I don't know that the same rules apply. And I think, again, if you're willing to work for $8 or $9 an hour because you just need some income coming in, that should be a positive consideration if you're an employer. And that, we'll talk about it more on the other side. But in my opinion, and I'll justify it on the other side. I've been in this situation as an employer. 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. Is it discrimination to mandate that you have a job before you get a new one? Your thoughts. We'll take the break. We'll be back on First Shift right after this.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. We're still looking at that accident out there on the shoulder, 696 eastbound at 75. Also, so I have southbound from Rochester Road all the way down through 8 Mile. You're going to find some delays on 75. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, partly sunny, a high right around 74. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 56. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high in the lower to mid-70s. Enjoy the sunny weather because it ends on Wednesday. Taking a quick look ahead, clouds and showers Wednesday through Friday. Right now it's foggy and 55 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell. Last winter, Michigan saw protests at their capital similar to those experienced in Wisconsin and Ohio. But the primary reason for those protests was slightly different. While the other two states were defending the rights of their public sector workers to collectively bargain, Michigan was protesting a decision to provide more powers to emergency financial managers that opponents of the measure said turned them into little Napoleons. New legislation being pushed in the home state of the United Auto Workers could result in a return of those protests to Lansing, but this time fighting against measures very similar to Wisconsin and Ohio. On Thursday, the Michigan-controlled Senate introduced right-to-teach legislation. The legislation would prohibit public schools from collecting union dues or fees as a condition of employment. It only applies to unions representing 50,000 or more employees, which would indicate its primary target is the Michigan Education Association. The MEA represents more than 150,000 of the state's teachers. The bill is a contradiction of statements made by Republican Governor Rick Snyder earlier this year that he wasn't interested in making Michigan a right-to-work state.
Catherine Merle is with Stand Up Chicago, a labor community coalition organizing the Take Back Chicago March. She says this is about working people taking back power from corporations and banks.
We're having one mass mobilization in order to basically make a statement that we're taking back our city. And specifically, we're taking back our jobs, we're taking back our homes, and we're taking back our schools. This is going to be a really impressive mobilization. We have 5 different feeder marches starting at separate locations. There'll be small rallies, or not so small rallies in some cases, at those locations, including marching bands, stilt walkers, perhaps even acrobats, puppets. People will be converging in one large location, most likely outside the Art Institute.
Merle says Stand Up Chicago has strong labor connections, and organized labor and progressive community groups are united on these issues.
Stop giving big bailouts to the corporations and the banks that wreck their economy, and start redirecting the money back to community, back to the people who are struggling economically.
Occupy Chicago is also joining the Take Back Chicago March. Pacifica Radio says it's riveting. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary from Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org.
You've been listening to WIN, the Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back, 35 minutes after the hour. It truly dumbfounds me when I take a look at, I've got friends, friends that have had to move away because they couldn't find work here in Michigan. That breaks your heart. Breaking up friendships is never easy. I know we're all adults and we move on and people have to do what they have to do. I get all that. But, I wonder, I see that, people suffer. When I see a 40-year-old or 50-year-old person who by any stretch of the imagination is not old, talking about, remember when things were good? We're not old enough at 40 or 50 to be having that conversation. Well, we are because it's happening. But it's wrong. I mean, it truly is wrong. And so when we take a look at having to legislate whether or not it's illegal to not consider somebody for a job, with good conscience, if you're an employer and you're the hiring manager and you're not hiring somebody because they aren't currently working, what is your justification for that? Now, folks, I realize that maybe you don't want to get on air and talk about somebody who'll recognize your voice. But this is a fairly an anonymous medium, and I'd really like to hear from some folks. 888-552-3595. Or if you've been on the other side of that, if you've been discriminated against because you don't have a job, I'd like to hear about that too. 888-552-3595. All right, the Occupy movement, and again, it's happening in a fairly large way. All over the country. It's still the ground zero is still, and maybe that was the wrong words to use, but ground zero for this movement is New York City, unfortunately, so it is what it is. Occupy Wall Street is where it started. And the right is absolutely going and fanatically crazy because it is doing so well. And there has been lots of speculation over defining what well means. Is it making a difference? Yeah, it is. It's making a difference. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody's getting involved in it, including the union movement, which is ultimately a very good thing. And everywhere you turn, there's, either those that are for it or those that are against it, whether it's in print, whether it's on television, whether it's on the radio. But it's an important movement. There's no question that's true. And as we said on this very show last week about this time, maybe it was Tuesday, for me, this idea of a leaderless group coming together to effect change, is that possible? Well, it must be because it's happening. All right. Real Time with Bill Maher didn't ignore and is not ignoring the Occupy movement. In fact, the mainstream media ignored it for a very long time, although they are not embracing it. And the way you would think, they are embracing it. There's no question that they are finally paying attention. So let's listen to some audio from Real Time with Bill Maher. The first is with Alan Grayson, and he stands up for the Occupy movement versus author P.G. O'Rourke, who belittles the Occupy movement. Let's go with that first clip.
Bill, I have no trouble understanding what they're complaining about.
Oh,
Wall
did you
Street
pass
helps.
Econ?
I was an economist for more than 3 years, so
oh,
I think
guess
so.
Oh, I did. No wonder.
Yes.
You were probably the grad student who booked me in Econ 101.
No, but I would have if I'd had the chance. Now, let me tell you what they're talking about. They're complaining about the fact that Wall Street wrecked the economy 3 years ago, and nobody's held responsible for that. Not a single person has been indicted or convicted.
For destroying 20%
of our national net worth accumulated over the course of two centuries. They're upset about the fact that Wall Street has iron control over the economic policies of this country, and that one party is a wholly owned subsidiary of Wall Street, and the other party caters to them as well. That's the real truth of the matter, as you said before. And
get the man a bongo drum. They found their spokesman. Okay.
Well,
Take your shoes off, get a bongo drum, forget where to go to the bathroom, and it's yours.
Listen, if I am a spokesman for all the people who think that we should not have 24 million people in this country who can't find a full-time job, that we should not have 50 million people in this country who can't see a doctor when they're sick, that we shouldn't have 47 million people in this country who need government help in order to feed themselves, and we shouldn't have 15 million families who owe more on their mortgage than the value of their home, okay, I'll be that spokesman.
All right, and that's Alan Grayson. Now, you know, because there's obviously going to always be two sides, P.J. O'Rourke, who's a very, very smart person, has the following to say.
Everybody, all the Democrats in Congress, the Dodd-Frank's Act is requiring the banks to sit on more capital, to have more capital reserves. And you guys are telling me that the banks are sitting on capital because they've got more capital reserves. Well, make up your mind. What do you want? Do you want banks to take risk, or do you want the Dodd-Frank's Act? You can't have it both ways.
I'm sorry, that is nonsense.
Yeah, that's
nonsense. Okay?
Why is it nonsense?
I'll tell you why. The banks have $1.6 trillion on deposit with the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve is paying them $40 billion a year in interest not to lend the money to you and to me and to everybody else
and
in America.
And what political party does its Treasury Secretary belong to?
It has nothing to do with the Treasury Secretary. It has to do with the Federal Reserve, the people who run the printing presses.
The people who
lent out $16 trillion to the big banks when other people couldn't find a job in America and desperately needed that cash.
And there's the fight. I got to tell you, is there a winner in this? And maybe that's the wrong question. How do we frame this? Let's talk for a minute about that 1%. Jeff had posted yesterday afternoon to the Facebook page a story that was titled "Wall Street Mocks Protesters by Drinking Champagne." Somebody sends me this morning. Tony, here's a story as to why some of the 1%ers don't like unions. Picture this, a windy, cold winter day. Ice formed on beams, parka-wearing iron workers building a new high-rise next to an existing one. One of the office workers drinking his coffee while looking out the window calls a comrade over and says, "Watch this." Then he takes a piece of cardboard, gets a marker, writes 72 degrees in here, $18 per hour, ha-ha, and gets an iron worker's attention. The iron worker signals, "I'll be back," gets a piece of plywood and some spray paint and writes 18 degrees out here, $72 an hour. The moral of the story, they don't like when the lower class tiers to edge closer to them and it's like they may have to think of us as equals. And there is a lot of truth to that. I don't think that white-collar people are comfortable with blue-collar people that make more money per hour than they do. Let me say that one more time. I think there are a lot of white-collar people that don't like the fact that blue-collar people can make more money per hour than they do. They think, and I don't know how they justify this is beyond me, that because they have a college degree or they wear a tie to work that they should make more money. And that is, of course, ludicrous. Absolutely, completely ridiculous. But there are people that think that way. Just as, and we all know it's true, nobody ever says it, but we know it's true. Republicans think they should make more money than Democrats because they think they're smarter. And as a result of thinking they're smarter, they're offended when Democrats do better than they do. That's their natural reaction to things, their instinct. And so if I work in a white collar shop making $12 or $14 or $16 or $18 an hour wearing a tie, that beats your job working outside in the cold because I said so. You know, the inside cushy job, there's a lot of non-cushy jobs inside, I assure you, is always better than the hard-working, blue-collar, middle-class job, right? The reality is, you know, I know a lot of hard-working, blue-collar people that have done really well for themselves. And I know a lot of people that wear a tie that can barely make ends meet. It's not easy, no matter what side of the aisle you're on. 888-552-3595. Let's turn our attention to Jerry in Livonia. Jerry, thanks for punching in this morning. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, you were talking about people not being hired that have been unemployed for 6 months or more, and I had a friend of mine that was working for another friend, and they were laid off. And told they would be called back, you know, next busy season. When they came back to work during that next busy season, the boss says, well, you didn't tell us you were going to collect unemployment. So they didn't bring this person back. And I think that what this might be about is forcing you to go out and get a crummy paying, low paying job instead of collecting unemployment on them, while you search for a job of equal pay.
Really? Wow.
I'm just guessing. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either, Jerry. So, yeah, I mean, you could be just as right as anybody. I really don't know the answer to that. I mean, what do they expect people to do? They expect them to, in the months that they're not working, to just sit there and with the heat off and eating a can of beans every 2 days? What do they expect them to do?
I wish I knew. The whole world seems insane to me right now.
It's upside down, pal. It is. Jerry, thank you for the call. Yeah, I mean, Jerry, you could be right. I don't know. I don't have that answer. 888-552-3595. The world seems so upside down right now, does it not? I mean, doesn't it just seem absolutely upside down? Somebody out there has to have an answer. I don't have the answer to this one. I don't have an answer to. I really don't. Why are people being punished for being unemployed? It makes no sense. This is First Shift. This is 1310 WDTW, and I'm Tony Truppiano. We'll be back.
We spend federal money to save money. Where is the limit? I think we could reach a point of absurdity.
I think you just did.
On 1310 WDTW.
Mike Rowe talks with a real Ford service advisor about a big event.
Fiona, if I didn't know better, I'd say you're having some sort of, what, sales event?
Yes, we are. Big tire and brake sales event.
What are the important aspects of the sale?
Right now, we have special rebates, offers, and discounts.
Stop by a Ford dealer now to buy 4 select tires and get a $100 rebate. Plus, get a $40 rebate on Motorcraft Complete Brake Service.
So you have a lot of tires, and it involves brakes, too.
Correct.
Which is why it's called the Big Tire and Brake Sales Event.
You're good.
Yeah, thank you.
Stop by a participating Ford dealer for vehicle exclusions and rebate details through 11/30/11.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is State Representative Harvey Santana.
Welfare was never intended to become a lifestyle. Are there abuses? Absolutely. But my question to the other side was, if you know where the abuses are, then why aren't we talking about that? Why are we talking about cutting people off so callously? I mean, there was never even a lead-in time. It was October 1st, that's it, you're caught off.
First Shift with Tony Trujillo on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook and also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
All right, so here's the way I'm looking at it right now. Again, you got the number, 888-552-3595. Here's the way I'm looking at it. We have unemployment in the state of Michigan is over 10%, and we're going to get numbers this week that'll tell us how bad it really is. And we have welfare recipients being helped by the courts only, or we would have thousands of people off of assistance right there. We have a perhaps a necessary review of the food stamp program, the bridge card program, but still we're going to see even thousands more taken away, their benefits taken away there. Then we know that the low-income energy fund is broken and bankrupt, and so people may lose their home heating assistance as we are getting ready to start in the cold and freezing weather. And this is all affecting the same group of people. Clearly, this is all affecting that same group. So you wonder, in good conscience, and this is just a, you know, something that you need to ponder, how there's not a revolution. I mean, the Occupy movement is certainly a response to that. It's a response, though, to the economic engine. And that is more directed at a national animus. But at the local level, at the very level that we live in, you and I both live in, I don't care where you live, it's, you know, it's all local. No matter how well you are doing or how well the area you live in is, I can promise you that maybe for the first time in our lives, we are living with people that are literally dollars away from being done. And I'm not talking about major dollars. I mean, some people are literally less than paycheck to paycheck. Even if you live in Bloomfield Hills or Beverly Hills or Grosse Pointe or wherever it might be. We throw into that the foreclosures that still are at a record rate. We throw into that this idea. Again, I have a friend that's an AFSCME worker for one of the municipalities that it now qualifies after they cut his pay by 17%. He now qualifies for the food stamp program, and he is going to apply for it so that he can do his best to feed his family. He's got three younger children, younger, which means under the age of 10. They eat a lot, those kids, damn it. And so, yeah, we can understand why there is a concern, a disconnect between the two political ideologies that says, you know, let the free market just, it'll take care of itself and it'll provide where it needs to. And the reality of those people that are living as a result of that free market mentality that are being ignored and deprived of basic needs because we have allowed them through our elections to make the decisions that are harming us at every step of the travel, of the journey. So, yeah, there is a real concern for people. And, no, they don't have a voice. And, no, they don't feel like they can make a difference. And I understand that. I understand that it's hard to hold on to your passion when every time you turn around, it seems like all you do is lose, lose, lose. But that doesn't mean we give up that, we abandon that fight. We don't abandon the fight. We dig in deeper and we fight harder. And, you know, that's why we, you know, go back to this Christian idea of, am I my brother's keeper? And although it's the Republicans that want to say that they hold all the Christian values in this society, we know that it's the Democrats who actually emulate those traits. There are many ideas that, the low-income energy fund, the welfare fund, the unemployment fund, are uniquely Democrat ideas. Overtime and the 40-hour work week and minimum wage are Democrat ideas. Anything that protects those that have a little bit of protection right now are as a result of Democrats. And so you can expect that, or can you expect that more and more people will be turning their loyalty towards the Democratic Party, or will you, was the question I threw in there at the very end of that. Because we've also seen over the course of our more recent history that people have this uncanny way of voting against their own best interest for whatever reason that is, and I, for the life of me, can't explain that. But I don't need to. That's not what I'm here for. I'm not here to explain that away. What am I here for? That's a great question. You know, at some level, this is about, you know, providing a platform for you, ladies and gentlemen, for you to have a safety net or just a platform in order to express your concerns and to try to turn this around at some level, you know, that we get like-minded people together on a daily basis and try to focus on those things that we know are good and right and just. And we happen to know that that flies in the face of what the other side believes. So be it. But what are you willing to do? And I go back to this once more to make that happen. I, of course, am willing to do whatever it's going to take. As long as I have a voice, and I don't know how much longer that will be, right? We're at some level all at will. Excuse me. But, you know, as long as I have a voice, and I do, I will continue to advocate and fight for those things. But I have literally dozens of people on a weekly basis that reach out to me. Help me fight my fight, Tony. And I'm happy to do that. But I need to know that in return, you are fighting that fight as well. And that's not a disingenuous comment, because I assure you, once I agree to take somebody's fight, they want to just take a step back and say, well, Tony will fight my fight now. No, this is something we do together. This is something we do together, not something I do alone. All right, one more quick call before we get out for the top of the hour. Let's welcome Joe in East Point to the show. Joe, thanks for punching in this morning. What's on your mind?
Just that never hear the Republicans. They're the Jesus people, I guess, which for me is one reason not to go to heaven if they're going to be there. But anyway, this may sound like a dead horse. Jesus said to give it to the poor. Remember the young rich man who wanted to follow him? He said, give it all to the poor if you want to follow me. Then he said, the poor you have with you always. Do them good. Do them good. Don't take it away, but give them something. You know? Don't ignore them. And just to beat a dead horse, no, to whip a live elephant. The same thing that's happening now happened from 1929 to 1932, when 44% of the American population was out of work. Hoover said, oh, things are fine. You know, again, let them eat cake. Thanks for the call.
All right, Joe. No, thank you for the call. Russ coming up with traffic and weather, whip a elephant. The CNN with headline news. Mark Brewer on the other side. I'm Tony Trupiano. Thank you for punching in this morning. This is First Shift. We'll be back after this quick break.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. We're looking at some minor delays on 275 northbound from Ann Arbor Road all the way up through 6 Mile on 275. 696 westbound between Cousins and 75. That is all backed up as well. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, partly sunny, a high near 74. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 56. And then on Tuesday, mostly sunny once again, a high in the lower to mid-70s. Right now, it's a little bit foggy and 55 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift going up after the top of the hour.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on 1310 WDTW.
Dearborn, Detroit.
Now, time for news from CNN.
CNN Radio, I'm Cheryl Castro. Congressional Republicans are demanding answers from Attorney General Eric Holder over a Mexican gun-running sting dubbed Operation Fast and Furious. Now there's word subpoenas could go out this week. CNN's Bob Costantini joins us live from Washington with the details. Bob?
Cheryl, Fast and Furious allowed guns to flow into Mexico with the aim of tracking them to drug cartels, but U.S. border agents' deaths and other killings traced to the guns have prompted an investigation in the House Oversight Committee. Chairman Daryl Issa.
We will continue to use subpoenas as a last resort when we haven't been able to get voluntary cooperation. So far, we've received virtually nothing except under subpoena.
More could come this week. Attorney General Eric Holder is under fire over how much he knew about the program. On Friday, he denounced ISIS's accusations of government indifference about the guns as irresponsible and inflammatory. Cheryl?
A Senate showdown is expected this week, with President Obama's jobs bill likely to come up for a vote. Most Republicans oppose it. A Baptist pastor in Texas has sparked controversy after calling Mormonism a cult and using that as a reason why Republicans should not vote for Mitt Romney for president. Fellow presidential candidate Herman Cain told CBS's Face the Nation, there's no need to get into that.
We're not running for theologian-in-chief. We run for president of the United States of America.
Occupy Wall Street protests are spreading across the country. A new twist could come today. The online hacking group known as Anonymous is threatening to crash the New York Stock Exchange this afternoon at 3:30 Eastern Time. It's time for the annual Safeway World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off. Spokesman Tim Beeman says the record's greatest gourd growers will be looking to break last year's record.
The world record currently is 1,810 pounds.
That pumpkin was grown in Wisconsin. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Hey, it's Mike Rowe. Talk about the Big Tire event with Fiona, who works at a Ford dealership. How are you, Fiona?
I'm good, thank you.
What makes the Big Tire event big?
Everything.
Selection?
Big.
Rebates?
Big.
Savings?
Big.
It's big all around.
All around, it's big.
It's so large, in fact, that the announcer should take it from here.
Buy four select tires, get a $100 rebate, and that's on top of the low-price tire guarantee.
All right, well, there it is. It's a Big Tire event, and everything about it is
big. Competitors ad required for tire guarantee. Stop by any participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 11/30/11.
Notice things are different now that you're a little older? Lower energy, more fat, it all could be the signs of testosterone levels dropping. We can boost testosterone by 61% with Ageless Male, a safe, natural supplement that helps you maintain normal, healthy testosterone levels. Be an Ageless Male. For your risk-free trial, 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987. 2987.
Some relief in the used car market. Prices finally are starting to come back down. Auto shoppers looking to save money by buying used the past few years sent used car prices up because of the higher demand. But Automotive News reports prices are sliding now, especially for used SUVs. That thanks mostly to higher gasoline prices. This morning, oil prices are rising in early electronic trades. Oil futures up $1.35 to more than $84 a barrel. From one type of oil to another, the cost of peanuts is no longer, well, peanuts. The top makers of peanut butter are announcing increases of as much as 30% for peanut butter. Because the peanut crop was so bad this year, supplies are low. It's not quite a normal day for the markets. This being Columbus Day, there is no bond trading, no government economic reports because the agencies that release them are closed. But there will be stock trading. And right now, S&P futures are gaining 14 points, NASDAQ futures up 28. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
There it is! Let's follow it and see where it goes.
A new kind of broadband company is here. We're CenturyLink, linking Americans coast to coast to what matters. Our consistently fast speeds save you from interruptions and slowdowns, and since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest personal service. We're committed to providing a better experience with 5-year price guarantees and more ways to customize your technology.
I think it's headed across the country.
CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com.
Oh, give me freedom.
Do you run a small business? How do you back up your computer files? If the answer is not Carbonite Business, you can do better. Unlike external drives or DVDs, Carbonite delivers online backup protection for all your computers. It's automatic, continual, and off-site. Finally, a better way to backup. Online for as little as $229 a year. Try it free today at Carbonite.com. Use offer code FINALLY and get 2 bonus months with purchase. Carbonite.com. Offer code FINALLY.
Hey, it's Mike Rowe. Talk about the big tire event with Fiona, who works at a Ford dealership. How are you, Fiona?
I'm good, thank you.
What makes the big tire event big?
Everything.
Selection?
Big.
Rebates?
Big.
Savings?
Big.
It's big all around.
All around, it's big.
It's so large, in fact, that the announcer should take it from here.
Buy 4 select tires, get a $100 rebate, and that's on top of the low-priced tire guarantee.
All right, well, there it is. It's a big tire event, and everything about it is
big. Competitors add required for tire guarantee. Stop by any participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 11/30/11.
Notice things are different now that you're a little older? Lower energy, more fat, it all could be the signs of testosterone levels dropping. We can boost testosterone by 61% with Ageless Male, a safe, natural supplement that helps you maintain normal, healthy testosterone levels. Be an Ageless Male. For your risk-free trial, 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987.
Change mandates vision. Vision mandates intelligence. Intelligence mandates thought, and thought demands attention. As we look for leadership that demonstrates courage and conscience, we ask the deliberate question that provides the path to truth. That question is, are you ready for change? And if you are you ready for First Shift with Tony Trupiano?
And that is the question. Good morning, everybody. It is Monday. Of course, we want to send out good wishes to the Tigers this afternoon, the Lions this evening. It is all the rage here in throughout the state of Michigan, as it should be. But a lot to talk about as we work our way through this final hour of the Monday show. Want to remind you, if you'd like to join us at any time, 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595, tony@thetonyshow.org, and of course on Twitter at Tony Trupiano. And guys, go ahead and give me my intro and we'll get going.
The Michigan Democratic Party Chairman, Mark Brewer.
They're partying on Mackinac Island this weekend. The fate of our school kids, our police and firefighters, our unemployed is hanging in the balance. But do the Republicans care about that? No. They'd rather party on the island than get their job done in Lansing.
It's time for Monday Mornings with Mark. Mark Brewer.
And joining us now is Mark Brewer. And as always, we appreciate him being with us. Captain, my captain, good morning to you on this Monday.
Morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks, Mark. Hope you had a nice weekend.
A busy Democratic weekend. We were doing some training with the college Democrats, and visiting with constituency groups. We've got some important municipal elections going. So it was a busy but productive weekend. Thank you.
Yeah, let me start by asking you. This came up on the show last week, and I wanted to get your take on it, Mark, because it ended up being a pretty important conversation. The drug industry has a type of legal immunity in the state of Michigan that I found to be quite odd and almost incredulous. And it seems, Mark, that if you're a drug company and you sell drugs in the state of pharmaceutical and you sell drugs in the state of Michigan, even if these drugs can kill, you're not going to have to hold yourself responsible. Could that be right, Mark?
That's absolutely right, Tony. And this is just demonstrates the power of these corporate special interests in Lansing. This law is unique in the entire country, Tony. No other state treats its citizens like this, basically saying to them, if you are harmed or killed by an effective drug, too bad, you cannot hold the drug company responsible. This law was enacted while John Engler was governor and the Republicans controlled the legislature. And it's been a real problem. Again, Michigan citizens are basically second-class citizens, can't even get in the courthouse door when they are hurt or killed by an effective drug.
I understand this has cost the state of Michigan at least $20 million, Mark. And so for I mean, that kind of price tag is not something that is easily ignored. Where, you know, and I guess, you know, let's go back to the last secretary, or the last attorney general, Mike Cox. Was he very active in trying to turn this around?
Well, you know, there are very, very few things you can praise Mike Cox for, but this is one of them. He actually went to court to recover the $20 million that the state of Michigan had spent on Vioxx, which turned out to be a defective drug that's been pulled. It's caused all kinds of problems. But the state had spent money on it for the Medicaid program. And so it makes sense. It's a defective drug. Let's get the money back. So to his credit, Mike Cox filed a lawsuit claiming that money back, and in just last week, the Michigan Supreme Court said, oh, no, this immunity statute that we passed for these drug companies also applies in that context. So now the taxpayers of Michigan are out that $20 million in addition to all the victims of these drugs being out any pain or compensation whatsoever.
Well, but Mark, does that mean that our current attorney general is just going to let that lie, let it be where it is, that's it, it's done, it's over with?
Well, that's the big question. That is the big question. Democrats have again in the legislature a law which would repeal this provision, and we're pushing very hard to get that done. But the question now is, Bill Schuette, whose side are you on? Are you just going to let this Supreme Court ruling sit there, or are you going to actively try to overturn this law? So that's the question we're asking of Bill Schuette. Are you on the side of the taxpayers, of the people of this state, or you're on the side of the drug company?
And he continues to be silent, I'm assuming.
Absolutely. We got nothing out of him. You know, I fear the worst, given his background. But if that's the case, you know, obviously then we know whose side Schuette is on. He's on the side of the drug companies as opposed to the taxpayers and the individuals of the state who've been injured by these drugs.
Well, you know, Mark, it's just, it's another one of those things where when you read it, you think, oh, this can't make sense. I mean, I'm not getting something. There has to be some part of this story that I missed or that's not making itself clear, but it's not. I mean, this is the truth. This is what's really happening.
Yeah, absolutely, Tony. You couldn't make this stuff up in terms of the power of the special interest groups, in this case drug companies, over our Republican legislature.
Yeah, it is just insane. All right, well, let's fast forward. The president is intent on getting the American Jobs Act presented to the Senate and voted on this week. Now, we can talk in a minute, Mark, about what the reality of that actually passing is. But before we go there, you know, let's remind people, as we had Carla Swift on, the new president of the Michigan AFL-CIO in the last hour, and we talked in a little bit in detail about how important the American Jobs Act would be to the people, especially in Michigan, although we didn't get specific. What would this Job Act mean for the people of Michigan, Mark?
Oh, lots of very specific story, a terrific act for us. Tens of thousands of jobs would either be created or saved. There are specific provisions to fund education, to fund public safety, so that would protect the jobs of teachers, police, and firefighters. There's money in there to rebuild roads and bridges, which would mean thousands, if not tens of thousands, of jobs for infrastructure in the state. There's also tax cuts in there for about 95% of working people in this state and nationally as well. A cut in the payroll tax that'll put money in folks' pockets. There's additional unemployment benefits in this bill, and that, again, is money that will be spent immediately by those people on unemployed, and that'll create additional jobs. So this bill is chock full of things that are going to benefit Michigan, and that's why we're going to see the vice president and the president in Michigan this week.
Oh, they're both coming into town?
Yeah, the vice president's going to be in on Wednesday. He'll be up in Flint talking about the positive impact of this act on jobs from a public safety perspective. He's going to be holding an event at the main fire and police station there in Flint. And then later in the day, he'll travel to Grand Rapids to also talk about the job-creating portions of the American Jobs Act. The president's coming in on Friday, Tony, to talk about the positive impact of the South Korean trade agreement, which is going to open up the South Korean auto market and other markets for our products here in Michigan. So he's coming in to talk about the job-creating aspect of that trade agreement on Friday. So we're going to have both the president and the vice president in Michigan later this week.
You know, when it comes to the vice president's trip, and let's keep it specific to the American Jobs Act for right now, if we could, Mark. You know, because the White House did a wonderful job of breaking the Americans Job Act down by state. So you can actually go on the White House website, look at the American Jobs Act, and it goes into state by state what it will do. You know, you just spoke eloquently about police and fire and teachers as well. Mark, the three sectors that have been hit the hardest in the state of Michigan since the Republicans took over the legislature have been police, fire, and teachers. The American Jobs Act would restore a lot of the funding for these jobs to put these people back in the classroom and back on the streets where they belong. I think for that reason alone, people should be supportive of the American Jobs Act.
Oh, absolutely, Tony. I mean, we can see the damage that's being caused. I think we talked about this last week. The city of Taylor, a major suburb of Detroit, a big city, now has one operating fire station. They used to have three, but they had to close the other two down.
That's crazy.
You go to other cities around the state where they've laid off police officers. You've got school kids going to classrooms now with 30, 35, 40 kids in them. As a teacher said to me recently, that's not education, that's crowd control. And so we've got to rehire police and firefighters and teachers to get back to the quality of life that people deserve in this state.
Well, you know, I stop and I think, Mark, about, you know, the roads that I travel, some of them certainly need. We had the big article in the Free Press last week, Mark, let's not forget about that, that, you know, definitively showed us that road projects in the state of Michigan are going to have to take a backseat because there's just not funding for them. And, you know, it seems like we're never out of road construction season, but, you know, we've learned to tolerate it because, frankly, we need better roads. I can't fathom, Mark, what happens if the American Jobs Act doesn't pass, the state of Michigan doesn't have the money to put to road projects, what it's going to be like when they finally do have the money. I mean, we're talking about a major upheaval. And, Mark, anybody that has ever been a part of a road project that owns a business knows that when they start redoing those roads where your business is, it kills your business.
Oh, that's right, Tony. And this does have a major economic impact beyond the construction jobs. Obviously, companies don't want to locate here or expand here if they can't move their goods in and out of the state in a reasonable time. If we got lousy roads and there's constant construction, people are going to say, I'm going to take my jobs elsewhere. I'm going to move my business to a state where there's better roads, where it's easier to get around, where I'm not denied access to my customers. So this has a long-term impact on economic growth and jobs as well. We've got to get the funding straight, and passing the American Jobs Act would be a great way to do that.
All right, a quick break here. Mark Brewer is my guest, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party. If you've got a question or comment for Mark, now's the time to dial us up. 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is 1310 WDTW. We will be right back.
Leadership with Tony Trujillo.
Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, are you a flake?
Well, I think that would be insulting.
But you understand when I say that's what the rap on you is.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. We're looking at some delays on 696 westbound between Coolidge and Southfield Road. 275 northbound between, we'll say Ann Arbor Road all the way up through 6 Mile. You'll find delays there, too. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, partly sunny, a high near 74. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 56. And then tomorrow, still mostly sunny, a high right around 74 degrees again. Right now it's fair and 55 at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger. I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
So, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
Steve Cooper with the We Party Patriots. How important do you think social media is to organize labor today?
Incredibly important. I think you're seeing galvanized movements globally, and it's taking hold, obviously, in the States as well. The thing with social media is that it has to be a necessary component because you know that the next guy is doing it. And if he's not yet doing it, he's going to be doing it. So you want to make sure you beat him to that punch.
So that hashtag #OneU, when I put that at the end of a tweet, what does that do with regard to getting my message out to more people?
Well, the hashtags, they essentially act as a kind of filing cabinet within Twitter. You can now follow a sort of stream of union consciousness, and the key to that happening is everybody knowing where to gather, essentially where to meet and talk about this. We're trying to provide that sort of unique voice to get more and more people involved.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310 WDTW.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back, 22 minutes after the hour. Again, Mark Brewer is my guest. He is chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party. You go to the website, michigandems.com, and they keep it nicely updated. A lot of stuff there. We're talking about the American Jobs Act. And, Mark, as I'm thinking during the break, you know, it goes back to, you know, to me, just a simple thought. If the president actually said this to the GOP this weekend, if you've got a better jobs plan, let's see it. Show your hand. Where's their plan, Mark? They don't. If they have one, I haven't seen it.
No, Tony, they don't. They don't have a plan. Their plan is continue to cut taxes for the rich, which has been shown time and again. It doesn't create jobs. That money either doesn't get spent or it's distributed in terms of these obscene bonuses to CEOs. And John Boehner and Eric Cantor, the two leaders of the Republicans in the U.S. House, have both said, we're not going to put the American Jobs Act up for a vote because they, you know, frankly, would be embarrassed because their members would vote against it. And we finally see where the Republican Party is and whose side they're on.
Well, that indeed is the problem. So do the American voters really need them to either not vote for this? I mean, don't we already see, Mark, what they're doing by not bringing it up for a vote? Or are the American voters that fickle where they actually need it to come up for a vote and have them vote against it?
Well, we're going to keep pressing for it, Tony, because it's the right thing to do. You know, as the president said recently, you know, we could end up in a double-dip recession here. And it'll be the Republicans' fault if they don't pass this bill, because this bill will create jobs and help us avoid a double-dip recession. So the Republicans could have that placed on them as well if they don't pass this bill. So we're not going to stop. We're not going to give up just because we face this obstructionism by the Republicans. We're going to keep pressing for this because it's the right thing to do.
You know, I keep going back to this idea that for whatever reason, and I don't even know where it began, but for whatever reason, people think, well, this is a stimulus. This is not another stimulus program. This is a program that actually can pay for itself. And the president, and when he gave his address, when he first announced the American Jobs Act, definitively showed a clear path to how to do that. Yet the Republicans still paint this as being a stimulus program. So, Mark, once and for all, let me just ask you this question, and maybe I'm wrong. Is this a stimulus program?
No. And like you just indicated, Tony, as we've been talking about, it creates an enormous number of jobs, and it is paid for. It will not add a penny to the federal deficit. And so it's exactly what its title indicates, the American Jobs Act. Couldn't be any simpler, couldn't be any more straightforward. And, you know, we see now what Mitch McConnell said about a year and a half ago, Tony, remember, that his total goal, the Republicans' only goal in these last few years, has been to deny re-election to the president. They are willing to throw the economy over the cliff, keep millions of Americans from getting jobs, to accomplish their political goal of defeating the president next year. Notwithstanding that, again, we're going to keep pressing to get this act passed because it's the right thing to do.
It is the right thing to do. There's no question about that. I don't know. You know, Margaret, at some point, you know, you just kind of, and it's been one of those mornings where, you know, we were talking about that, you know, there are people that are out of work that can't find jobs because, and one of the things the American Jobs Act would do would be to make it illegal to not, you know, to not give somebody an opportunity if they've been out of work for more than 6 months, that there are actually employers that want you to be employed in order for you to get a job with them. I mean, that seems counterintuitive, Mark.
Oh, I know, Tony. It just adds to the burden of the unemployed, who are unemployed through no fault of their own. And then to say to them, we're going to discriminate against you because you've been unemployed. I mean, you're between a rock and a hard place. That's an impossible burden to place on people. That's a common sense protection. That's also part of this American Jobs Act, and yet another reason why it should be enacted.
Yeah, you know, we were sitting here this morning, we were kind of thinking about it, Mark. We take a look at what the state's trying to do with the welfare. We know what they're trying to do with the Bridge Card program. We know that what they're trying to do with the energy assistance fund to try to make sure that people have a warm place to live as we're getting close to that those freezing temperatures that are coming our way, Mark. We take a look at unemployment. We take a look at their obstructionism on the state level and at the federal level. And we also take a look at who they are affecting most, and that's hardworking middle class, or what used to be middle class Americans, who are now the working poor if they're working at all. Yeah, you're going to expect them, Mark, after a while, people are going to start getting a little upset.
Oh, I think so, and they should, Tony. You're absolutely right. It's a long list of all these areas of the safety net that have been cut away and cut back on and so forth. Again, all to the benefit of the wealthy in Michigan to pay for Snyder's $2 billion tax cut for CEOs, corporations, and banks, which has not created a single job despite what we were promised. And the same thing has been true at the federal level in terms of the Republicans' goals there. They claim to be concerned about the economy and jobs, but everything they do cuts back on those protections and does not create a single job.
Yeah, well, that of course It's mind-boggling. It's frustrating, Mark. It's exhausting, and I feel for these people that through no fault of their own, and that's really the point that needs to be made here, that these people through no fault of their own just cannot find work, no matter what they do, no matter who they turn to, no matter what they've done in the past, Mark, and to be in that situation, it's not something that anybody should have to experience, especially at the level they're experiencing it, and then to just be disregarded for political reasons alone, to just be pushed to the side for politics over what's the right thing to do for people. It's shameful. It's sinful, Mark. There's no excuse for it at all.
Well, there isn't, and I hope people don't get discouraged, because ultimately what equals all this out, Tony, is our ability to go to the polls, frankly. You know, everybody's still got a vote. And last I checked, you and I have an equal number of votes to Dick DeVos and to Eric Cantor and John Boehner and Mitch McConnell. And if enough of us get out and vote at election time, we can turn this thing around, and that's probably what it's going to take.
And that includes this election with municipal elections, because it starts, you know, all politics is local, Mark Brewer, and that starts with the elections on November 8th. A lot of important stuff on these ballots. This is the time to get engaged. It's not all about 2012. It's about 2011 as well. And we're talking a few short weeks away, so we want to remind people to get out and vote on November 8th.
Absolutely, Tony. I mean, there's school board elections, local municipal elections. A lot of these burdens have been put on local governments, on local school districts, by Snyder, by the Republicans in Washington. And we need to make sure we elect good people. We're going to care about our kids, care about the quality of life in our cities, and elect good people to those local government units.
All right. Mark Brewer, thanks so much for being with us again this week, and we'll look forward to visiting with you next Monday. Go Tigers and go Lions.
Thanks, Tony, very much. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Mark Brewer, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party. You know, again, I don't want to beat that horse, folks, but you got to go with the topics that you're given. And one of the topics that it just isn't going away is unemployment and jobs and revitalization of the state economy. And the Republicans ran on revitalizing the economy, and they've done nothing but make it worse. That's the worst part about this. And if you don't see it, I don't know what else to tell you. It's right in front of you. It's happening before your very eyes. What is it that you're not seeing? We're open lines at the top of the hour, 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is 1310 WDTW. We will be back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. We're looking at a couple of delays on 696 westbound, first between DeQuinder and 75, and then right after that, we're going to find some slowdowns from around Coolidge out through Evergreen. So did I have southbound from around 12 mile down through 8 mile. You'll find some minor delays there, too. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service: today partly sunny, a high in the lower to mid 70s. Tonight partly cloudy, a low around 56. And then Tuesday, mostly sunny once again, a high right in the mid 70s. Right now it's fair and 55 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
To paraphrase a Bob Dylan song, something's happening here and you don't know what it is, do you, Miss Belafonte? A New York Times writer, Jania Belafonte, is but one of many establishment reporters and pundits who've been covering the fledgling Occupy Wall Street movement, but completely missing the story. Instead of really digging in to what's happening here, they've resorted to fuddy-duddy mockery of an important populist protest that has sprouted right in Wall Street's front yard. In her article, Belafonte dismissed the young people's efforts as fractured and airy, calling it a carnival in an intellectual vacuum. Their cause is so diffuse and leaderless, she wrote, that its purpose is virtually impossible to decipher. Participation, she announced, is dwindling. Wow, so snide yet so wrong. While the establishment is befuddled by the plethora of issues and slogans within the protest and put off by its festive spirit, that's their problem. The 20 and 30-somethings who are driving this movement know what they're doing and are far more organized than those accustomed to conventional hierarchical protests seem able to comprehend. It's silly to say that the protesters' purpose is indecipherable. Hello, they're encamped next door to Wall Street. Isn't that a clue? They want what America's workaday majority wants. Stop the gross greed of financial and corporate elites and expel a political class that's so corrupted by the money of those wealthy elites that it has turned its back on the middle class and the poor. This is Jim Hightower saying, such movements don't begin with a neat set of solutions, but with roiling outrage focused on the plutocratic perpetrators of injustice. These young people are on target and on the move. Don't ridicule them. Join them. Go to OccupyWallStreet.org. That's OccupyWallST.org.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit HightowerLowdown.org.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is Richard Bernstein, and I'm just so happy to have you back on the program today.
Tony, the pleasure is mine, and thank you so much for doing this show. Your voice and the work that you do is so desperately needed that it really is. It's just a privilege for me to be a part of a show that's out there really spreading the voice, spreading the word the way that you are.
He's my publicist now, by the way, folks. Richard Bernstein is now my publicist. You know,
First Shift with Tony Trippiano on 1310 WDTW.
One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have that peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. Again, we're open lines at the top of the hour. If you would like to join us, feel free to do that. 888-552-3595. You know, we've had this spate of people calling and not wanting to get on the air. It's like, you know, and Anthony appreciates the calls. He really does. But, you know, folks, the point of that toll-free number is it's not a confessional, and although we certainly have used it in that way, haven't we, is for you to get on the air and interact. And don't be afraid. I'm not going to hurt you. I really am not. I just noticed there's a lot of that lately, and it happened just at the break as somebody called and wanted to tell Anthony their life story but didn't want to get on the air. And unfortunately, we just don't have... we just don't have time for confessional on the toll-free number. We really don't. But feel free to join us if you do have something you want to share on air. 888-552-3595. Now, listen, this story just kind of bit up or got up and bit me in the nose this morning. I for the life of me could not believe the headline when I read it, and so I had to go read it because it's just that odd. What am I talking about? Well, here you go. If you're Mohammed Bashir, you've got a problem this morning, and the problem isn't even that you look like Saddam Hussein. That would be problem enough in and of itself. Mohammed Bashir, by the way, lives in Egypt. That's not nearly the problem. Mohammed's problem is that somebody tried to kidnap him yesterday and force him to appear in pornographic movies as Saddam Hussein. I'm not joking. Three men who had guns hanging from their belts forced me, he says, out of my car and shoved me into a van, hitting my head. He told the Arabic portal from his hospital bed. The incident was short but traumatic. Bashir said the last thing he remembers was the men yelling to the others and then throwing him out of the van when he hit his face on, and then he hit his face on the pavement. Passersby quickly gathered around, but were afraid to apprehend the apparently armed kidnappers. Bashir's son, Mahmoud, said that his father has previously met with a group of unidentified people who spoke Arabic in an Iraqi or Syrian dialect, and had been offered some money $333 U.S. dollars to impersonate the late dictator in a pornographic video. And this is not a joke. His son said that after the meeting, his father had received several telephone calls threatening him with kidnap if he didn't change his mind and shoot the Saddam sex tape. It is believed his kidnappers would have tried to pass off the video recording they made as genuine and sell it to the international media. Like the international media wants it, is my question. This is not the first time Bashir has been harassed because he looks according to his son. They said other Iraqis in Egypt have previously assaulted their father, telling him, "You are Saddam Hussein and we will turn you in for the $1 million reward." Apparently they haven't heard he's dead. Bashir has changed his residence 4 times to avoid such harassment. His son Mahmoud said, "We asked the police to put special protection on our father because this has happened to us several times." Former Iraqi President Saddam Hussein was executed in 2006, by the way, and it was rumored to have used the services of several doubles to make public appearances in his place. Although none of them apparently have been filmed for adult film purposes. I saw the headline this morning, Saddam Double Escapes Alexandra Porn Kidnap Gang. Again. So, Jeff, what do you think of that one? You look like Saddam Hussein. I mean, there's a lot of things you might want to use a Saddam Hussein lookalike for. But for some kind of international pornography media sex ring is not one that would come to mind, in for me anyway.
No, that's one of the more odd stories I think I've ever heard. And didn't Saddam Hussein have like 20 stunt doubles?
They said several.
Yeah, and yet there, you know, this one guy is being harassed for that.
Well,
for that
I mean, there's a picture of him lying in his hospital bed, and he, I mean, you can tell it's not Saddam, but he looks remarkably like him. I mean, he does. He looks. I'll show you during the break. But he looks remarkably like Saddam Hussein.
How odd is that? That you. I mean, think about it. You're cursed as it is to look like somebody who's famous, infamous, whatever you want to say. And then on top of that, you know, it's bad enough that you look like him. But now you're being harassed to be in a adult film.
Right.
Because you look like him? I mean, can you imagine? Like, somebody, there's so many impersonators out there trying to look like Elvis or trying to look like some other celebrity, or maybe they just happen to look like them. And now you have the chance, if you look like somebody, of being kidnapped by pornographers.
Well, you know, again, it's not like he can even use this. It would be kind of like you look like Hitler. What do you do with that?
Change your look. Get a new haircut.
But you'd need to get plastic surgery. I mean, I'm looking at this guy. And, you know, Saddam was not didn't always wear a beard. Sometimes he was clean-shaven. And so this guy looks like Saddam Hussein. I mean, he really does look a lot like him. You'd have to get plastic surgery. You really would, because there's nothing else you could do.
Dye your hair? Go blonde for a while?
He's a Muslim. Muslims don't dye their hair blonde.
That's something you could do. You would definitely look different then. I don't know. Do they get plastic surgery? I have no idea.
I don't know. I mean, this is really... I feel for this guy. I mean, I truly do feel... I'm sure he's a nice enough guy. And, you know, he just has the misfortune of being born and looking like Saddam Hussein.
Doesn't it feel like there's more to this the story than what's being put out
no,
there?
No, not really. Because,
no?
I mean, the bottom line... Well, first of all, I think it's a little odd that people still think that Saddam Hussein's alive.
And it's a little odd that people would want to see a film with a Saddam lookalike.
Well, again, they said that the point of this was to sell it to the international media. Now, I don't know if that means...
Because they're frothing at the mouth for such a tape.
Yeah, the secret Saddam Hussein sex tapes.
Plus, it's out there now that this video... place is looking for this, so really you can't pass it off as authentic.
Well,
you've
apparently
already...
this isn't the first time he's been approached about this.
Incredible. Like I said, if I look like a celebrity, that's the last thing I would really worry about is people, first of all, confusing me for the celebrity. It's like, okay, great. You know, you walk the street. Hey, are you such and such? No, I just look like him. Sorry, you know, sorry about that. And you think that's the worst you'd have to deal with. I never thought you'd have to worry about being kidnapped to be part of an adult film industry.
Yeah.
That's, to me, that's the last thing that would have crossed my mind.
Yeah, it's bizarre. There's no question that's bizarre. Anyway, I saw this story and I thought, well, that's really odd. And then I read it and went, okay, well, that's even odder than I thought. And sure enough, it is. And it's one of those things where you think it really can't be true, but it is. I mean, I Googled it, and the story was everywhere. It wasn't just on that website. It was everywhere. And I think it was an Associated Press even picked it up. So it was, you know, it's a legit story. And, again, I feel for the guy because I would imagine he can't escape himself. I mean, no matter where he goes, you know, he's kind of trapped. And I feel for his family, and I'm sure that he's been threatened, as we know he has, because they say that in the article. I just find it very unfortunate for him. And then, of course, the circumstances surrounding it, that they wanted them to make some secret porno tape so that, you know, they could be the found tapes, the quote-unquote found tapes is what they're calling them. $333,000
U.S.
Incredible. I don't know, just saying, you know, that's that. Very bizarre. I mean, it's just, yeah, you can't write this stuff. You can't make it up. You just can't make it up. I was also looking, actually, I'm going to go to that story later. I want to go back to this Turquia Mullen. Very quickly, you'll recall, folks, she is the woman that was hired to be the head of the Detroit, the Metropolitan Wayne County Airport Authority. And she had received the $200,000 severance package, which she supposedly didn't take or gave back, one or the other. And she is being investigated. There was a story in the Detroit News this morning that says that as a lawyer, she was targeted in lawsuits for conduct unbecoming an attorney. And basically what she was doing in a couple of her real estate deals is representing without all parties knowing this. Now, this does happen from time to time, but it certainly wasn't true in this case. Without all the parties knowing it, she represented both sides of a real estate deal, creating a conflict of interest. And there are three separate lawsuits that were filed against her. Now, listen, let's take a step back here for a minute. It's not uncommon for even great attorneys to be sued from time to time by clients. There's no question even your best attorneys are going to have unhappy clients. There are people that just can't deal with their legal reality. Whatever, no matter what it is, it's always the lawyer's fault. And, of course, it's the law's fault, not the lawyer's fault. And sometimes it's the lawyer's fault. But I'm just saying, no matter how good an attorney is, no matter how great the reputation, no matter how successful they've been, there are good attorneys that have been sued by clients. So let's say that up front. I want to be very fair about that. They mentioned three separate lawsuits, one of which was a real estate deal that kind of went bad, and it involved federal dollars. And so it's a little bit bizarre. And all I'm saying is, a couple things, because I posted something a Saturday on the Facebook page, that I'm glad they're not just letting this go away. But they're paying attention, and they're doing some investigating, and even a Detroit lawmaker wants, you know, the attorney general, because the Wayne County prosecutor says that she's not going to touch this because there's a conflict of interest there. But I want to keep you updated on what's going on, because what happened in Wayne County should never happen again. 888-552-3595. We're going open lines for the rest of the hour. We're going to take a quick break here. If you'd like to give us a call, now is the time to do that. I'm Tony Trupiano. This is First Shift, and we'll be back right after this.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And you guys vote Republican. I'm not supposed to. This isn't political, so I'm not supposed to say this.
Don't come to me if you do. You're on your own, Jack.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Recently on First Shift.
Steve Cooper with the We Party Patriots. How important do you think social media is to organize labor today?
Incredibly important. I think you're seeing galvanized movements globally, and it's taking hold, obviously, in the States as well. The thing with social media is that it has to be a necessary component because you know that the next guy is doing it. And if he's not yet doing it, he's going to be doing it. So you want to make sure you beat him to that punch.
So that hashtag #OneU, when I put that at the end of a tweet, what does that do with regard to getting my message out to more people?
Well, the hashtags, they essentially act as a kind of filing cabinet within Twitter. You can now follow a sort of stream of union consciousness, and the key to that happening is everybody knowing where to gather, essentially where to meet and talk about this. We're trying to provide that sort of unique voice to get more and more people involved.
First Shift with Tony Triano
on 1310 WDTW.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today. My favorite way to wake up in the morning is with Tony Trupiano. And First Shift on 1310WDTW. Now here's Tony.
And welcome back again, 10 minutes before the top of the hour. If you care to join us, 888-552-3595. Earlier in the show, we were talking about Herman Cain, a presidential candidate, and how he said race is more of an excuse. Well, I got a response from one of the more conservative members of my audience, and he writes me quite often in very lengthy emails. And although I may not be able to get to all of this, I wanted to share some of it with you. He says, Herman Cain was right when he said racism is only a small part of what holds blacks back. And Detroit is the perfect example of that. Detroit politically is run by African Americans, so the African American community in Detroit cannot blame that on racism. When you have guys like Kwame running the political show, you really get what you vote for. When it comes to the education that the children in Detroit receive, again, it is not racism that is holding them back. It is completely self-inflicted. When the truancy rate in Detroit public schools is greater than 30%, and the dropout rate is 50%, how can that be a racism issue? That is strictly a lack of parental and personal responsibility, and don't tell me that African Americans in Detroit don't use racism as a crutch for their lack of personal responsibility. They're always complaining about how they can't get ahead because of the white man. Now, this is where I'm going to stop and take exception to what he's writing. I don't ever remember, and I can't remember the last time somebody, an African American, a black person, said to me, I'm being suppressed by the white man. I don't remember it happening. Just saying. When Obama got into office, the African American community was screaming from their rafters on how they no longer had to worry about paying their mortgages and car payments. Again, I didn't hear that either. Because they actually thought that it was the white man holding them down, and now that a black man was in office, that everything would now be perfect for them. The problem is that wasn't the problem. They still don't go to school and get an education. The crime rate in Detroit is still sky high. And the parents of young African American children still don't care enough about their futures to make sure they go to school and do their homework. Can you please explain to me how I am responsible for someone else's kid not doing their homework? He goes on to write, I just get tired of the excuses that keep coming, getting thrown around as to why all this happens, because all they are excuses. If you think the problem with kids not learning in Detroit is because their parents don't have jobs, then how do you find work for a parent that doesn't have an education so that the kids will get an education because the parents have a job? Yes, that was meant to be confusing. The problem is the parents don't care if their children get educations so they can get themselves out of poverty. They prefer that self-pity that comes along with blaming everyone else for their problems. Kind of like the 20 or 30-somethings participating in the Occupy Wall Street protest rather than take responsibility for themselves. They blame Wall Street and greedy bankers for their problems. That's what we're dealing with, folks. That's what I get to deal with on a daily basis. I get, a couple dozen of emails just like that every single day. And we wonder why society has issues. With people like this in society, this is really the way, and I'm going to assume that this person's sincere. I have no reason to believe otherwise. It does make one wonder how we will ever find a way out. Does it not? Yeah, it's just a very odd behavior, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know how to respond to that. I don't believe what he wrote, number one. I mean, I don't buy, 95% of what he wrote, certainly, especially the last sentence about the 20 or 30-somethings participating in the occupation of Wall Street because they don't want to take responsibility. This isn't about us taking responsibility. It's about, everybody else taking responsibility. Now, that's the disconnect. Pelly pal, that's the disconnect. We want people to take responsibility. That's exactly what we're saying, is we want people to take responsibility. It's crazy. All right, let's go to the phones and welcome Jeannie in. We're not ready for Jeannie, but she'll be with us in a second. I just, stop and think for a moment. If we were to use your own family as an example, your own, if you have children, I didn't have an issue getting my kids up and getting them to school. And, and I think that, there is some parental responsibility in that. I get that, but I don't think it has anything to do with the color of one's skin. It has nothing to do with being black or white or green or yellow or orange. I know plenty, trust me, I know plenty of white people that think school is nothing but a babysitting service. Plenty of them. All right, let's go to Jeannie and Wayne. Jeannie, welcome to First Shift. Thanks for punching in this morning.
Hi, Tony.
Are you the Jeannie?
Yeah.
You're the Jeannie. All right, Jeannie, how are you?
I'm fine, dear. How are you?
I'm fine.
You know, in light of that email and the ones you deal with, thank you for being you. And I want to acknowledge that you say on air about my cards and letters. It's so appreciated. And your card day was priceless, and I just had to get that one in. And as you can probably tell, I'm a little nervous.
You don't need to be nervous, Jeannie. It's just you. You and I have talked off the air. You and I are old friends now. Come on. You don't need to be nervous about anything.
And we appreciate the card.
You are so wonderful, both of you. And I'm learning every day. And I'm trying to get more active in things. And you are just such a great inspiration.
Well, thank you so much, and we appreciate you because, again, without you, there isn't a need for an us. And we learn from you as well, and we appreciate everything you do, Jeannie, the cards that you send, the tweets that you send. And you're doing well on Twitter, by the way.
Well, I'm still learning on that, and I only get a computer on the weekends.
Well, you're doing a wonderful job, and we want to thank you for everything.
I do get all of yours, and I love it.
Well, that's great. That's great. I do appreciate you, Jeannie, and I'm so glad that you called the show this morning, and I'm glad that you had a chance to talk to Jeff as well.
Yes, thank you, both of you, and go Tigers.
All right, you're right. Go Tigers and go Lions. Jeff,
what a great way to end the call.
Yeah, that's a great way to end the day for sure.
That's awesome that she's on. She's active with Twitter.
Yeah.
And she's following the show, and she likes to tie. I mean, everything, that call was great.
Yeah, she had her son set her up on Twitter, and so that's that. So she did a nice job. I know she was nervous, but she did a nice job.
I just came across something, and by the way, if you're on Twitter, you can check it out, because I just posted it. A very unique website, suitsforwallstreet.org.
Okay, should be interesting. I'll have to check it out after the show. Suitsforwallstreet.org?
Hilarious, yeah.
All right, great. All right, well, that's going to do it for us today. Anthony and Jeff, thank you so much for everything you do. Jeannie, you did a great job of representing the audience today, so thank you. Folks, off the air, Tony at thetonyshow.org. And as always, I ask that you be well.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. A fairly light commute today. Kind of surprising. We do have an accident on M59 eastbound at 75. Keep an eye out for that. It's in that construction zone, so you can expect some delays that way. Except for that, we are looking pretty good. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, partly sunny, a high in the mid-70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 56. And then tomorrow, carbon copy. Mostly sunny once again, a high near 74. Right now, it's fair and 56 degrees at Detroit City Airport. You can catch more First Shift tomorrow starting at 6 a.m. Have a great day, everybody.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Identify yourself.